All right. Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, evening, wherever you guys are. Hey, Tom, good to see you.
Morning.
Is that a still picture of Joshua, or are you just frozen in time? No, that's a still picture. Okay. I thought he was stuck there. Hey, Tim, everyone, welcome. Greg, Victor, good. Don over there in the corner, awesome. Ian in London town. All right. Hey, sorry about the late delivery on that. I have everything ready for today, and I thought, oh my gosh, where are we meeting? And holidays messed me up. It looks like we most of us got it here, and the rest will join in later and catch a replay. We got a big day today. We have a live guest coming on in half an hour, and I want to cover a couple things leading up to that, and then your live Q&A, so we'll dig into all that. Victor, you look like you got a radical haircut, did you? Are you a whole different person?
It's the same haircut, but I think it's just like, I'm in the light here, so.
Oh. It's kind of the. You combed it, nice. I noticed hair, that's the thing. Notice hair. All right. Yeah, if you're going to talk, hey, Bobby, good to see you. If you're going to talk, unmute yourself, but if you can, just go ahead and mute yourself. I know some of the members in the group are a little more sensitive to sounds, and it makes it hard. Plus, there's just a lot going on in these. You know, it's funny. I wanted to point out one thing. Let me see if I have a good clip of it. This is hilarious, and I want to just show you something because I practice exactly what I preach. I may have to play this for a second. I want to show you how funny it is. Well, you guys saw in module 7 when I was interviewing Ted, my video setup, my studio that I used for so many years running Showbiz Blueprint. And I was watching it again. I was reviewing it this morning or yesterday. I watched it just to make sure I was up on everything we were talking about in here. And it was so funny to me that that studio I had, it was out in my office and I just had this crappy black background. And I beat myself up for, you know, having video like that. And in a way, it's like exactly what I'm teaching you guys about. Just get your proposals out. You know, let's take our steps and we can always course correct as we continue to move forward. So over the last year, I built a studio and doing a whole lot more live video and got it to where I like it. But oh my gosh, when that came on the screen, I was like, whoa, that's right. I forgot. I was broadcasting. I was doing Facebook Lives and I was sending stuff out from something that just looked crappy. And it was only in doing that that I allowed myself the permission to upgrade. So that was just something I wanted to point out at the beginning that we will never take off and every single light in our journey will be green. We just have to get going. So that's, and I'm watching you guys do it so much, always launching and then improving. And I already showed the CVI building because some of you guys were jonesing at the foot. So I grabbed that section and put it out earlier. So this week, I imagine it was a lighter lesson just with Ted Pedromo on talking about LinkedIn and the importance of that. He's our special guest. He'll be on at 11:30 to actually look inside some of our LinkedIn profiles. So if you have those up and ready to go and you want some feedback on them, please get your LinkedIn profiles ready so you can drop them in the chat and we'll just pass them on to Ted to go. I want to comment on couple things. Oh, the live networking module too. I just want to touch on that. I hope some of you guys heard that, took it in. I know some of you guys, as I look on the screen, are more live friendly than others. Some are operating more from the phone, computer, and that kind of stuff. And then some are getting out there and shaking hands. My challenge in that one was really that you would step it up and go outside your comfort zone and connect with some business owners, some people in your business, because as I said in that module, we are superheroes to these people and we're selling everybody short. And not to mention our opportunities if we don't get out, get in front of people. Oh my gosh, I don't know what button I just hit. Sorry about that. Look at that, now that's just playing. So we're selling people short if we don't jump out and if we don't get in front of those people, shake the hands, talk about their issues, their challenges they're having in their business and use our expertise to solve them. We're just cutting off a huge limb of our potential. Miguel's video about the light, you know, he put in very eloquent words what I was talking about when I said some of this stuff goes in the freezer in the pantry. We use it right now, and some of it's going in the deep freeze for, you know, a month from now, from 3 months, 6 months from now, a year from now. And I mentioned, boy, he made it so real about how that realization hit him that, yeah, you know, and it's funny, Miguel's not on here, but what I would say to him and what he'll see on the replay is, I think for all except 4 minutes of this last 7 weeks, he's been on cruise ships. So it's very difficult to say, oh, I haven't put anything into use and booked a new gig yet. That could be happening. It could be happening for him. He's got such a powerful message and he's so ready to move to another market. And for all of us, it'll take, when we raise our price, when we start working with new markets, it takes us saying goodbye to some extent to what we've always worked, to what's been comfortable. And that's hard. You know, it's really hard. So my encouragement is for you to just take the little leaps, you know, to go on video with some crappy background behind you, knowing that it's going to all improve and you're going to keep growing your presentations as you do it. And good. And then Don's great video on being miserable this morning, which I woke up and saw this morning. I loved the connection, you know, and it's all that and more. It's always that way. And none of that is, it's all true and none of it's true. So, you know, it's a great paradox to live in between, because the misery exists all over. You know, if we're not working, if we're not doing good marketing, there's miserable and there's going to be challenges when we do it. So we get to live in that in between the both and, you know, both the true and there's something else. So I love that. And it's so funny when you open that War of Art book, how there's always an essay that just kind of goes, oh yeah, that's what I need to be doing right now. In fact, I think that would be a great app for someone to invent, is the War of Art random essay app. Just, it's, or we can just hit the Kindle book and hit random, but oh my gosh, so funny to just have the one hit you that's right. Good. So let me open up the floor a little bit for questions, kind of with just what's going on. Or actually, before we do that, let's just do a check-in, kind of where you may be right now, where you feel maybe stuck at, maybe something that's happened that feels like it's a small win you want to share that you haven't shared in the group. You know, whatever it is, unmute yourself and let's just do some of that. I'm going to leave the space to be ready at 11:30 when Ted joins us in about 20 minutes. So. Good, Tom, go ahead, man. You're here.
All right, sure. I actually just came back from a photo shoot that I just did. So I needed new photos. I had one black and white headshot that my wife and I set up in our basement, and that was my main marketing piece. And so just came back, spent about 2 hours in a photo studio with props and duct tape blindfolds and all sorts of fun stuff. So I can't wait to, I'll share that with you guys when I get the proofs back.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. What do you think?
I hate being photographed too. So this was outside my comfort zone step.
Wow. Good stuff, man. It is. It's a big deal. Is this the photograph you had been using?
Yep. That's the one. That's from my basement right there.
Yeah, man, isn't that something that and you've put together something that's workable with it? That's your version of my crappy studio with the back cloth hanging, and you improved. So you stepped up, man. I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's really cool. And so you'll bring some of this new life into the website, I'm sure. Did you do this website? How's this one done? What system is this?
I did. It's just on Wix. Everything was kind of just done ad hoc on Wix.
Okay.
So like, as I got a video, I put the video up. As I got photos coming in, I put the little photo carousel.
Yep, you got the carousel, right. Nice. Okay. Good stuff. All right. Yeah, there's room for this. I think your video is overlapping your name a tad, but you'll maybe that's just
on. I'm not a graphically I'm not a great person for that.
Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, all of us can do that. We can all take what we're doing. We can put out the version just like Tom did here, and it'll start to grow. And that's the steps we're taking. You know what? And in the meantime, I'm going to just always push you to say, what's the scary, what's the swinging for the fences piece right now you could be doing. So my gosh. And you know how I love celebrating no's in here. So collect no's are just as good to me at this stage where we're playing right now. Good. Who else has something there to check in with? What's going on?
Hey, Barry.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question? When I was watching the CVI presentation, when you get to the slide that says, here's what they'll see, and you have all these photographs spinning in one after the other, how do you do that?
Oh, so that's in, are you using PowerPoint for yours or Keynote?
I was using PowerPoint, but I don't know if I mean, like I said, I'm taking all this in as I'm going through it. So I don't know, let's say if I download Camtasia, is that something I can do automatically with it? But like in PowerPoint, how do you get those pictures to spin in like that?
Yeah, that's just one of the animations. If you watch a little, I think I put a video link up for using PowerPoint Basics. It's under the animations tab, and I think that's just called a spin in or a, let me see.
Pinwheel.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, pinwheel, I think. Pinwheel is something a little bit different. But I can look it up real quick. I have a ton of money.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Victor, I spent a long time trying to figure that out and went through at least two PowerPoints trying to get the, 5 or 6 images to appear.
Oh, funny. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
Can I make a comment on those animations?
Please, jump in.
I don't know the exact animation that you're talking about. And this is, I say this from a place of kindness and everything with PowerPoint, but and I do have a design background, but I use PowerPoint a lot, so take it or leave it. But I will say this, as far as all these animations go with letters flying in and stuff dropping and bouncing, I would not use that stuff a lot, because if you look at any, just look at like videos online of like any professional videos, and they don't have a lot of those crazy animations. And I would say a lot of people that are going to see these PowerPoints use PowerPoint, and they'll know it looks like PowerPoint to them. And I think too much of that stuff it just doesn't look that good.
Gotcha. So,
I think a fade is better than a bounce in. Like that's cool.
Right, like I just laid, and I think this is just a basic spin on, it's called Spin, the animation is called Spin. And it's just, it just comes in and then I float in one of their companies. So, all this stuff and what Greg's saying is spot on. I mean, this is all market dependent. It's what are people comfortable seeing?
It looks cool because we can do it, and there's a ton of animations in PowerPoint that I would never ever use.
Yeah, these are a ton. Like these are just fades. These were the white bullet points are coming. Just fades. Very simple. Then bring in a photo. None of
fades,
this is fancy.
Zooms, and that's about it.
Yep. Can you do that?
That's just my opinion. So
can you do that with each slide though? Like with each slide, can you kind of put in if you want the animation or not, or the spin in or not?
Yep.
Okay. Every object you can animate.
Yeah, exactly. Not only every slide, but every single object on that slide. So
yeah, Victor, don't get discouraged, because I spent a lot of time, not on PowerPoint, but on a free LibriVox-like PowerPoint program. It took me a long time to just figure out how to get one image to appear after another. And it was simply, you have to something like denote it as an add image and then do custom animation. But I agree with Greg that the more subtle and understated looks, probably will look more professional, especially in the hands of someone who's not like you and me. We're not familiar with PowerPoint, so we're tempted to, push all these buttons and try this and throw in every tool from the toolbox.
A lot of these corporate people see PowerPoint presentations 3-4 times a day. And
oh my gosh, would they ever.
So they're not going to be, swooped off their feet.
Yes. When they see, gosh, he made it spin. Wheel.
I have also a comment on this. I was wondering,
let me just grab one thing, John, because I want to touch one base and then we'll come right back to you. Victor, the main thing is like get your energy up. That's what they don't see in PowerPoints, is they don't feel your passion, your burn, your caring for their event maybe more than they do at that time. And that's what I always try and put into mind. I'm just like, we're going to show up, we're going to baffle this thing, your people are going to see this. And I mean, the verbal part of this thing, the live part, that's what makes it.
Oh.
Cool. All right, John, jump in, dude.
Oh, I was just thinking, and maybe this is for magician. I'm thinking as a magician, I feel like what's going to sell them on my show is people jumping up and down and screaming and laughing. So I could easily put in a little video clips of people screaming and laughing as opposed to the photos. What do you think about that? Did I already raise this point?
Did you already raise this point?
Oh, how'd you, huh? Did I already raise this point?
Yeah, I was just going to turn the question back on you. I mean, if you did, I'm sure we answered it. But you know what? The bottom line is, what paints the picture? What will take a slice at the core conflict that they're sitting there worrying about? Is it people, you know, fully engaged, you know, and like looking and feeling alive in the copy that you either type or speak, you know, or is it them seeing magic tricks? Probably not magic tricks, because that's our
right.
role.
Oh, no, I never try to show them like the video. I always feel like the focus should be on the participants and not the what's happening in his hand. What's the magic happening?
Yep.
But I feel like if they see a video of spectators or participants that look like their audience, that might move them.
Definitely.
Maybe.
Nah, hey, the more roadblocks you can remove, the better you are. You know, every single time, that always wins. The more you could use testimonials from people who have their job titles, be in venues that look like where they're having their event, have audience members who are dressed like their people are dressed. That's all. That's all it is. I mean, I talked about that in Showbiz Blueprint launch videos. It's, you know, we had all these TV appearances and, you know, all these videos, but they weren't about sales executives meeting at a conference. So all that footage just goes away. We just kind of maybe did a quick mention of it on Tonight's Show or TED conferences. But the video itself, it's like, no, that's in a ballroom in Las Vegas with, you know, 600 sales reps in the audience. Because that's perfect alignment. And sometimes it's throwing away the ego. It's pretty difficult sometimes. All right.
And if we don't have that, we just use the footage we have until we get that. Don't use it as a reason to not put something up.
Oh man, is that Tim? Thank you. Yeah. It's like, use still pictures if you have to and tell the story. Use a pull quote to take up the screen, you know, and keep it as short as it needs to be. You know, don't ever feel like, gosh, I have to make these things 2.5 minutes because Barry's are 2.5 minutes. It's like, no, 60 seconds is great. If you have a handful of photos of you interacting and you can use your energy and your voice to give them the idea of not how great you are, it's only about them. It's their event. How good it is, how their people will come back, how they'll remember it, how they'll see this great time, have this visceral feeling with your logo as the backdrop. You know, that's the kind of stuff we can share with still photos.
Barry, when you're entering a new market like that, do you think that you can sell something with just the CVI without a link to a promo video before? Or do you think you absolutely have to have the promo video as well?
No, you don't need it. And I'd say that even goes down to less of a need if you have some sort of a connection. You know, if you have somebody who's either seen you at another event, is vouching for you, a favorable introduction, man, I think you can do it beautifully with that. I mean, I take it back to when I wrote 30 Days Sugar Free, you know, the I Love Me More Than Sugar book. I wanted to get on TV. I knew nothing. I knew nobody. I wasn't a doctor. I wasn't a nutritionist. I had 2 weeks of junior college. But I wanted to start appearing on TV. So I learned how to make a proposal, just literally a one sheet. And the first producer that said, send me your press page, 45 minutes later, I grabbed WordPress and I just put together a little media page that just had my book on it. I think it was like a TED talk or something, but it doesn't have to include any of that stuff. Like they know what we show them. People are so busy. I remember somebody, I forget who, was saying, well, what if they go Google me and, you know, find that I'm a kid's you know, let them do that. Was that you? Yeah. You know, let them do that, you know, but really for their all intent and purposes, what they're struggling with, show them the answers to that. And if you can get an introduction going in, great. If you can't, make a CVI with still photos that look like it could be. I'm telling you, it takes one of these things and then a couple of cameras, a few testimonials. I mean, in a way, think of it as a seed launch. That first time you go in, all you need is just one time to do it, to get in there, capture a little bit of video, because next time it'll be a little bit better. You'll have a couple little clips. Time after that, it'll be a little bit better. You know, we're here for the long run.
Oh.
Cool.
Can I share somebody else's win?
Yes.
I am pretty sure that Kate just got engaged to Michael Carducci at the British Museum like 4 hours ago. I just saw it on Facebook.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
What? Think...
Who?
Kate from our group to Michael Carducci of alumni group? Is that what this has become, a matchmaking service? I mean, what the hell's going on here? Is this...
Now she gets Mago for free.
Oh. Hey, Tom, you're muted, by the way.
Oh!
No, I heard him. No.
Okay.
Oh, no, that was great. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I just confirmed it. I went to Facebook. Confirmed. They got engaged at the British Museum.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess those funnels work.
Clearly. I think Michael... I wonder if Michael had her in a funnel. That's amazing. That's really cool.
Carducci used a funnel on her.
Wow!
He's got those special Mago funnels that the rest of us don't have access to.
Wonder if it was a business.
Wow, that's really cool. Okay, well, she's exempt from being on the call today. And I'll bring them both on. We'll both get on soon. That's cool.
Hey, keep it clean. Keep it clean.
Let's get...
Just checking. My proposal went through.
You should have heard the jokes I didn't say.
The proposal went through.
Yeah, he emailed her a proposal. And then he had several follow-up messages.
He's solid.
Checking in. Are you still looking for a husband?
Yeah, I'd like to have Michael.
Let me know if you have any questions.
Yeah. You know, Michael worked in a market in showbiz as a magician. And when he came to Showbiz Blueprint, he was just so by the hour, $125 or $200 an hour. And he got rid of all that. And his transformation was probably one of the biggest I've ever seen in Showbiz Blueprint. So I'd like to have him actually talk about how he did that. I'll ask him on once the hoopla mellows down. Hey, and if you guys, by the way, mark your calendars for Thursday at 9:30 California, if at all possible. Of course, I'll have it on replay. But I snagged someone who I've studied Facebook advertising with. And whether this is a part of your business right now or not, she's amazing. Her name's Jennifer Spivak. If you do anything about Facebook advertising, you've heard about her or seen her ads. I think she's probably spending 5 figures a month on Facebook ads. She's a very, very, very big hitter. She's going to teach us. I let her into our group about 5 days ago just so she can get a feel for what we do. But she's going to do a special hour with us just about her entertainers doing Facebook advertising. And I'll tell you off the bat, I know when people come on and do this, she'll probably pitch a program at the end. Have no expectation to buy it or anything. You know, if it's something you want to do, great. But, you know, people come on to do their pitch, but I will beat out of her some content that we can all use for our local marketing, for our national marketing, you know, how we can appeal, how we can do market research. And she's amazing. So I've taken her course. I've taken one of her courses and she's phenomenal. So
what time Thursday?
Yeah, that's Thursday, 9:30 California time. So adjust 1, 2, or 3 hours or, you know, 8 or 9 hours for some of you guys. She's really cool, though. She's gonna get in here and let me see. I think this is it. She's like the queen of Facebook. Queen of Facebook ads. Yeah, she's really cool. So she'll be on here and kind of showing us around. Oh, is there lipstick on her tooth? No. Okay. Yeah. So whether you're doing that or not, that may be something for the deep freeze, and it may be something for you to try right away in a local market. I'm a big fan of it. Some of our alumni, Obadiah Thomas, who does assemblies and also teaches an assembly program. I know in week 10, I'm showing you inside a passive income module. A bunch of people from Showbiz Blueprint have created their own. Fred and Bobby Becker, Gigs on Ships. Obadiah has made one for school assembly performers. And he's doing Facebook advertising for his school assembly program. You know, he's going to a little zip code. He advertises 25 miles in there and targets people who are in school districts and, you know, we're going to be in your area. And it's, oh my gosh, it's really winning for him doing that. So he's doing good with Facebook ads. So depending on your market, it may make sense. I never sold Raspini Brothers on Facebook ads. So.
Hey Barry, I have a question. Did you say we were also going to be learning a little bit about the actual show as well? you gave me that phrase, eyebrow.
No, what show is it?
No, like performance techniques or something. Like you said, it was something new for this year.
Yes. Thank you for that. Yes, that's something I'm calling. I've got a Jay Johnson set up so far. I'm bringing on some real experts, people who have won big awards, and that's going to be an after the program. That'll be for all. You'll be alumni at that point, but I'm introducing this spread out to everyone. You guys will see as I add things to the program, I always make it available to all the alumni, so we'll be doing that. This one tomorrow Thursday with Facebook advertising, there will be all the alumni in there too. We'll do a Zoom call. It'll be much bigger, and Jennifer will be in here teaching. So Yeah, I like to keep expanding the program and not saying, oh, no, you did it in 2015. You don't get that stuff. So you'll enjoy it. But yeah, thanks for that, Tim. Yeah, that's something I have not mentioned again since, but we bring in some good elements in stage. I'm actually trying to nail down Ron Lucas right now. It's not going to be like all ventriloquist hour, but really some of the people who have taken their stuff to the biggest level is who I'm trying to get for us. Whoa! That probably sent Thomas spinning into left field. Sorry. Sorry. If you're going to use a blender, please mute. Good. Let me, one more quick comment or check in. What's going on from nobody? Hi, Josh.
Hey.
Oh, go ahead, please, Ian, jump in.
Yeah. I did half a dozen cold calls today, which is...
Yes, I saw one. I saw one on the group.
Yeah, so on a couple of them, I get through to the gatekeeper, and that's fine, and I'm having a conversation, and I feel comfortable, really comfortable. That's good. But there, how do I deflect? So I've got your deflectors for price. Yeah, how do I go about not confessing what it is I do? I'm trying to avoid. I'm a magician. Well, I don't want to say that. I'm going to entertain. I don't know what I'm doing for you exactly.
Right. So, Ian, this is great for everyone. Depending on the market you're working, when they, you know, after you call and you say, hey, I'm wondering if you're grappling with how to bring, you know, you've got some line there, some core conflict after that you're saying to them. Yeah. What market is it you're working with? Or you're
this in particular, so I found some baby and toddler trade shows that are open to consumers. So I went after a few buggy manufacturers today, and it was all positive. Oh, my days. I couldn't believe these companies would even, well, they did. They had the chat with me, and that was good. But it's only the gatekeepers, and they passed on phone number, and they gave me email addresses and things. But it was, I could hear what you said. You said something like, tell them you're a magician and they'll put you in the pot of, well, we don't use magicians.
Yep.
And I can hear their whole tone, not deflate, but change to, oh, okay, I understand why he's calling me now.
Totally.
And I'm just a gatekeeper at this point. So what am I doing there?
This is perfect. When you say buggies, manufacturers of, we call them strollers, but yeah, the little buggies. Yeah.
Yeah, strollers, exactly.
Man, that's amazing. I mean, I would love the idea of you doing one of these, because the first thing that comes to mind is it won't take you long to learn to balance one of those on your face. And if you could, balance a buggy up on your face, man, you get a nice big crowd at a trade show. That'd be awesome. But at those things, if it's for a trade show, all you need to do is address the core conflicts. You know, how are they going to get leads? I am a rainmaker. I bring hundreds of new qualified leads around your booth every single hour. Are you open to Are you open to seeing a couple ideas of the ways I do that? Wonderful. What's the best email address to send it to? Don't get into the magician thing. You don't need to do it. If they say, you know, how do you do this? What do you do? Just say, can I email you a couple ideas? And just have that thing ready to go.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
And then it's just that graphic message. I tell you, I'm really in control of those first phone calls. Like, I hold those things so tight. If they veer off script, I'm always about, how can I make this better for them? Hey, let me just send you a couple ideas. What's the best email address you can send that?
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
If you
put either the discipline, you know, the art form or a price on your shirt, it's like that label, and you heard it in the voice, all of a sudden people go, I get it. But the truth is they don't get it. You know, they have their 30, 40, 50 years, as long as they've been alive, perception of it.
Yeah, cool. Okay, thank you.
Good, man. Excellent. Oh, that's great. Pursue that, please. That'd be so fun.
Ian, since these are consumer shows, what is your ultimate goal? They're not necessarily a trade show, right? What is it that you're doing for the company or that you want to do for them?
Yeah, it's a trade show.
Oh, it is a trade show.
So there's a stand, but for consumers. So it's not B2B trade show. It's a... oh, I'd love to show you.
Are they wanting leads, or are they just wanting to let people know about their product?
They've got stands. So I'm assuming they're looking for leads to follow up on. I don't know. I don't think anybody goes to the trade show with their family in tow, looking to walk away with a massive box with a stroller in it and the other stuff. I think they place their orders there. So
right, this is definitely about you painting the dream of a possible relationship, consumer relationship over the next handful of years, building trust. You know, integrity, history, showing that you understand. I mean, and how great to have someone who's done a lot of kids entertaining, boom, you know, right there in them with them doing. So you got a lot to lean into. Hey, I see a good looking face down at the bottom. That's Ted, who lectured us on LinkedIn in this week's module. And Ted, thanks so much. Can we hear you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
There he is, coming to us from an undisclosed location.
That's right.
Awesome guy. I'm going to pin Ted's video, and I don't know if I can pin it for everybody. Yeah, or just put on speaker view so you can see Ted full, and we're in like the multi-screen Brady Bunch view here.
I just got back from the gym, so I'm like red-faced. And
yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Ted, for joining us for a half hour here. So you guys all heard Ted. Give him an applause just quickly for kicking ass on his module while he was doing something else, which is great. And how many of you guys have at least a LinkedIn profile that somewhat reflects what you do? Well, keep your hands up for a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, and I'll consider about that same ratio. So about, a little over half for the people who aren't here as well. So we're working for some people. How many people learned some things from the module and saw some things they wanted to at least change, start modifying? Awesome. Good. And now the big million-dollar question. Who would like a few minutes, a look, a glance?
I would.
With Ted here.
John Finch.
John, you want to?
Yeah.
Geez, it was like the old ham radio days when we tried to contact the guy in Russia.
Really?
Man, yelled our call sign in real quick. That was great. Okay.
I put my link up there in the chat.
Oh, good. Can you see the chat, Ted? Maybe you can bring that up and just share your screen. That'd be great. That way you can drive around it.
I've already made a couple changes based on the module.
Okay.
One is the banner I changed from my logo, which, yeah. And I changed it to basically a more exciting photo, but still a sepia, which I think contrasts with the blue.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the link in the chat.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Oh, maybe it happened before you came
it's
on.
It's the very first. I'll bring it on and
share my screen. That's fine.
There you go.
Oh, there he goes. He put it at the end there. That's perfect.
Okay.
And then, put your links in there, you guys, if you'd like Ted to look at this. I really look forward to going through some of these live together because, you know, if you're moving into the professional world, nary will you find something as beneficial as having this profile, just to be able to link people to connect with a network. So good. There we go.
83% of people are looking at your profile these days.
Yeah, that's okay.
There, can you see that?
Oh, that's Tim. Yeah. Perfect. Go to that one and we'll grab John's next. John, put your link in there one more time.
Okay.
I want to use Ted's time well, though. I know he has a half hour.
Look at that one.
Well, what's that? No.
I'm teaching a class for the Department of Defense next week, so I'm trying to find some profile pictures that are not appropriate.
I got you. Right. That may not be for Department of Defense. Gotcha.
Let's see. Where do we go here? Oh, that one disappeared. Let me go back to the chat. Gotta love these computers. Let's see, where did my chat go? I just got a new computer over the weekend, so now things are not where they used to be.
You're a brave man.
Okay. Wonder why it's not showing up in my... Oh, here we go. Different window. Sorry. Oh,
okay, good.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go. So there's Tim. Yeah, he's one of our members right now. Look, you're already a second level connection to him, probably through some other entertainer. Isn't that great? Probably through me, yeah.
So what you also want to do is look on the mobile app and see what it looks like. So you want to take advantage of this valuable real estate here, the background banner.
Yes, and we covered this pretty well in the module. Tim, where are you at with this? Did you just recently create this, or is this something...
Yeah, I created this in the first couple of weeks, and then I haven't changed it at all. So
okay.
I basically threw a ton of info in my, what he's clicking on right now. I don't know if that's way too much info or not, but I thought, I can use it in other places if not here. But I just basically put something up, and I haven't done much with this other than trying to make a lot of connections. So, and those are mostly connections I've just been making by searching out event planners and stuff like that and asking them to connect. So that's very few entertainers.
Do you get any results reaching out to event planners? Is anyone?
Yeah, maybe 20% or so.
Okay. I was talking to some people last week and they're like, God, you connect with them and they never respond.
Yeah. I was in the, originally I was always sending a little note with it, you know, where it says you can add a note, and I would say, you know, would love to help and be of help in the future, would love to connect. Mm-hmm. But there are so many of them that I stopped doing that because it's like I can click. And yeah, I don't know if it's probably not the best way to do things, but I'm just trying to start from scratch. So, but I'm here to listen and learn.
Awesome.
So one thing I like to do is write in the first person, like you're talking to this person that's reading your profile. Like I find it third person impersonal. That's personal preference of mine, but LinkedIn, when you're networking with people at a live event, pretend you're at a live event talking to someone or a trade show.
That's a really good
one. Jim brings his showbiz experience to corporate. No, you'd be talking to him like you're having a cup of coffee together.
Right.
It's more user friendly. And these first two lines will show up in the mobile on the initial screen. So you want to grab their attention there.
Ah.
And in your headline, why are you different than other magicians or comedians or MCs? So think about that. How can you be different? You don't have to be better, or you just have to be different and stand out.
Jesus Christ, what are we doing?
So we look over here. You don't have it enabled here, but you usually see people also viewed over here. Let's go over to this other woman.
Yeah, I like your on mobile. It's really interesting, Tim, just to look at this. It's you know, clearly you can use that space on the background a lot better. But sure. You know, as far as the bio, Tim brings his showbiz experience to corporate stages all over the country, keeping conference attendees from getting that glazed over look. And that's just where it cuts off on here. But it is a little nutshell of kind of what you do. It's as Brian Keith Foyles would say, it's not a personalized. That may be able to be written about everybody. So we'll continue to dig there.
So would you kind of look at the mobile and where it cuts off and try to make something very succinct right there? That
yeah. See, she's using this real estate. She's got a lot of information here on hers. But it's different. She's kind of throwing the kitchen sink at it here. Everything she possibly does for people. Which, you know, you want to be careful. Don't put too much information up there. Because I just really look at mine and have this little banner here. Try to keep it simple.
What would you say for somebody that works different markets? Like, since I am working different markets, I was planning to use this one just for corporate, not to network. I also do school programs, so I do a ton of school assemblies. And I've got principals reaching out to me, and I'm like, well, crud, they're going to see this, and that's not what I'm doing for them. And is it gets so complicated.
Are they reaching you on LinkedIn or through your website?
LinkedIn, like I've just had some random principal that I haven't even met, but I'm familiar with their district. I'm sure they've heard about me, but.
You could, down here under experience, put different jobs in here. That's what I do. I do different jobs for each kind of work I do for Google AdWords or for LinkedIn coaching or LinkedIn training. I put different jobs under the same company. And they kind of see, oh, he does all this stuff under that umbrella of your main company.
Gotcha.
So you're the corporate showman. Up here, you can talk about that, who you work with, like in, kind of down in here.
Okay.
So up here, just kind of start the conversation, grabbing their attention with this one-liner. Continue the conversation, talking about them and, you know, what are they looking for, the struggles they have, maybe of finding a good corporate or a school magician, whatever you're trying to promote. And then get in here and make a list of who you work with.
That's good. And I heard Tim really saying, you know, which one do I do? And I tell you, as I said in the module, I think I remember myself saying this, was go for the one that pays more. You know, you can always play down, but it's really difficult to play up.
Yeah.
To sell up, you can sell down a lot easier.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question, Ted. In the experience section where the multiple jobs are, it's me being naive, I suppose. Does it matter from a, I don't know, I'm thinking from a CV point of view, that there are gaps in the dates there. And that's something that concerns me.
You know, I don't think people, if for what you guys are doing or if that's concerned, if you're applying for a job for a company, they're going to say, why do you have this gap?
Yeah.
I think for what you're doing, I don't think people are look at that. They're looking really like, hey, I need a magician for my conference or whatever.
Sure. I had a boring job for so long in between two pretty cool jobs, and I don't want the boring job on there. That's the...
Yeah.
That's funny, Ian. I mean, I took off so much about... you know, juggling when I started using LinkedIn really for my sugar-free for being on podcasts. It's like, I just made it about what I was talking about at that time. Yeah, and I kept a little bit of human interest story in it because it's hard to let go of that. But cool. I mean, I don't think it's valuable to let go of your story.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. Who else has one? Check the chat box there, Ted. Maybe there'll be a couple others that you can give people some value. And I know folks will always see you know, in something you say about somebody else, they'll see theirs.
So look at John's. He's at the top there.
Good.
Just as he's looking through ours, I'd love to hear, like...
I'm at the bottom as well.
With putting...
If that makes it easier.
There we go.
What was it, Tim? What else would you like to hear?
Well, like, I noticed when I put my video slash, you know, there's a place where you can put, you know, letters of reference and all those. And
yep.
It seemed like whatever you put in... You know, most recent is what shows up first, and I didn't know if there was some thought behind that as the best way to.
So prioritizing of assets.
Yeah.
In that area, yeah. I mean, for our world, it's got to be video. I mean, that's what people want to see more than anything else. And I think this is a great place for a generic video introduction. I mean, it would be a great one just dedicated to LinkedIn. You know, like, hey, right, welcome to my LinkedIn profile. You know, blah blah blah. You're having some event. You know, whatever, however you talk to your people, but boy, making one especially for LinkedIn would be great. Hey, and Ted, after we do a couple of these, I would love for you just to update kind of, I know LinkedIn has basically started allowing native video implants and also LinkedIn live video. And any ideas you have about that?
Sure. So let's finish this one up and I'll show you.
Yep.
So you've got this video here.
So yeah, same thing. I don't know if that video works for you. For me, it said something like not a
bit. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They don't make it easy. You got to click three times.
Right, and then you end up where the video lives.
Yeah.
Is that not the case anymore, though? Now there's native video?
You can upload it directly into your profile.
Yep.
Oh. Okay, so that's the fix. That's one.
Yep, I was reading about that.
I was wondering, because I didn't use YouTube for that video. That's Wistia.
Yeah.
So that happens with YouTube, too?
Yep.
Okay. Yep, I can fix that.
I haven't tried to upload directly to here. I'll try that too.
I changed after watching Module 7. I changed that headline, John Finch, the title from corporate entertainer, magician for special events, which is really a title. But I changed it to this.
That's nice, yeah.
Because it looked like more of a solution. And I think you said that when you changed.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's a real clear call. I even think Brian Keith Foyles would be
on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it makes people think, okay, what kind of entertainment or what kind of events? And then this is where you talk to them like you're talking to them directly.
Let me see what it says here then.
Maybe put like a one-liner. Ever been to an event with horrible entertainment? Or well, you know, some of the problems people have, they hire someone and they just totally suck.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You want your event ruined and to be the worst event ever.
Right. So kind of talk to that pain point and say, hey, this, I can help you. And then you have videos down here of your work. So you kind of, I always go with like, you grab their attention because they're looking for somebody and they're kind of on the line too.
Yeah, I'll just point out a huge disconnect that hits me on this right now, and that's Entertainment for Extraordinary Events, and I think you're standing in the river there with a couple of people. So that's...
Oh, yeah.
Those disconnects are really hard for my mind to jump over.
And your background image should have some kind of extraordinary event where you're at it, entertaining them.
Yeah, and I guess that image in the background could be an extraordinary event. I got no problem with that. I mean, people are kind of fancy dressed, and
we want to see you.
I can't see your head or anything, which is that's
yeah. I don't know how I can get my head in there, and also somebody having fun. I don't know. Maybe in React, what I'm.
Fiverr. Just go to Fiverr. Say I want this image as a LinkedIn banner. You'll have it in about 40 minutes.
Right. They'll get a crowd photo behind it, people having fun, and then they'll put you right in there.
Yeah, you don't even know. You don't even need to know how it's done. I mean, some things we just don't need to know how they're done. It's like a...
So you probably want to put your picture over on the right side so you don't conflict with your other picture, too.
That picture is flipped around on where it was used somewhere else, right?
Yes, it is. I flipped it horizontally because my face was going to cover up her reaction.
Yeah, right. I see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, go to Fiverr or Upwork and type in a LinkedIn profile picture or do Fiverr. I mean, this is a 5-minute job for the right person. Just send them the raw picture and say, I want this whole thing as a LinkedIn banner. It's not brain surgery, and I don't know how to do it, but I do know how to outsource it quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just kind of fill in more details here. Tell a little story. And then create a company page called Finch Entertainment. So then you can put your logo over here. It'll pull it in from your company page.
Man, I'm just doing that with a client I'm working with right now who only had his personal page, and we couldn't figure out how to do advertising. And I watched a video. I'm like, oh, we have to have a company page to advertise on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's a bigger bite. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are these our personal pages then, or our company? What should we?
This is a personal page. Then it ties to a company page if you want. So when people come down to the experience, they'll click on Finch Entertainment and it'll take them to your company page where you'd have a background banner.
And then as far as posting content, Ted, are you thinking for John here in this example, would he post content to both places, John and the company here?
I don't bother because I have like 110 followers and only those people would see the content on the company page.
Gotcha.
But people can't connect with the company page, right? They can just follow it?
They can follow it, yeah.
Yeah, and you need one to do advertising, which is...
I think you'd get more traction getting people to follow your Facebook page.
Mm, yeah, certainly in this niche, yeah.
Yeah, it's too hard to get people to follow you everywhere. So if you get people to follow you on Facebook, you can post fun stuff there. And then they'll check you out on LinkedIn. They'll be looking more at your profile and your experience.
Do you happen to know if you need... Are there any restrictions to that company page? Do you need a tax ID number or something to provide to LinkedIn?
Oh, no.
Or you just create a company?
You just create it and put your information in there.
About all you needed was a business address. I just did it with a client, so.
Yeah.
And that could be any address.
But so you've got the company page, actually. So in your profile, when you're editing that job, you can actually click on...
I don't think that is me. It said Florida. I doubt I would have put Florida.
Oh, that's somebody else. How funny. Finch Entertainment is someone else?
Maybe I just selected Finch Entertainment because it was available.
So this isn't your website?
No.
Okay. Yeah, you linked to someone else's company page.
Yes.
Undo that. If that's the great moral from today that we take away, don't link to somebody else's company page.
Right. Oops.
It's got to be one of the good takeaways.
Yeah, it doesn't even have a good logo.
Right.
So let me show you how to upload that video. So here you can write articles. And here's where you'd upload a video directly into
Where did you start from? How did you get here?
So go to your homepage on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And it says write an article. You can post images or upload a video. So here you would just upload an MP4 video right directly to LinkedIn. And it would show up kind of like Jill.
Those of you who raise your hand who have a video, who have a LinkedIn profile and are looking to currently engage with it, this is something that could literally take 15 minutes a week to just have either an idea or a review of a show you just did, talk about an experience you had on stage, anything that can help your followers see their life, their challenges, and see you as the messiah, the deliverer of this message. Can you talk a little bit about LinkedIn Live? I know they've just entered this arena. And what are you seeing in that world, Ted?
hardly anybody's using it. It's okay. It's crazy, but I saw one woman did a video and she was just being very vulnerable, talking about growing up and her abuse and this and that. I'm like, wow, this isn't appropriate. Mm. Did over 2,000 views within an hour. And I couldn't stop watching. It's like a 10-minute video you can do. And she had like 20,000 views within a week.
What was her business? I mean, was it appropriate for her business?
She's a coach. And she's like a millennial. She's maybe 22. And she's talking about how she's, you know, transitioning now to a full-time coach. But she was abused as a child. And she went really deep into some stuff. And people like giving thousands of comments. It was unbelievable.
Wow. So you're saying that nobody's doing it though, right? But yet she got a bunch of hits?
Hardly anybody's doing it. They'll just pop up like a Facebook Live video.
Why don't you think anybody's doing it?
LinkedIn's terrible about telling them about their features. They're not promoting it at all. They don't tell us anything.
Okay, so it's a bit of an opportunity then, really. I mean, if...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Definitely.
Is there any trick to the trade with that?
You know, I haven't done one, and I've got to do them, but I'm just crazy. But in the LinkedIn app on your phone, you can just go live.
Yep, I saw that. That's what started my thinking the other day about this.
Yeah.
So okay. We who are magicians, we could go live if we're at an event, maybe do a quick trick, tell us what problem we're solving, and then just like on Facebook, it would save the video afterwards so people could view it.
Exactly.
I tell you, one of the greatest live videos, I wasn't even live, they weren't even doing Facebook Live, but I did a video one time for, this is going back a ways, for Get More Corporate Gigs, or it was an early version of Showbiz Blueprint, but I had just walked off stage from 6,500 Walmart managers from all over the country. Every Walmart manager was there, and I just grabbed my phone. They were in the background of the audience, I was backstage, and I just talked about how we got here, what we told this audience, and why they even brought us into this thing. You know, why did they bring us to this event? And man, that was powerful. So even on LinkedIn, to be able to connect with your professional network with, I'm just about to walk on stage for blah, blah, blah. You know, they brought me in here to speak to their sales reps. Here's one thing I want to make sure they get. And then, you know, time it perfectly. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Hannig, and you, boom, killed alive. Jeez, man. I mean, doing where everyone's doing stuff like that on Facebook right now, but boy, to do it in front of a professional network. I think it's the equivalent of that woman pouring her heart out, you know, who's a therapist, you know, showing her vulnerability, her transparency, her, that may be powerful.
I did an interview with Alex Mondosian a couple of years ago. We streamed it live from YouTube onto LinkedIn and we had over 20,000 views within a week. So we just kind of wrote an article here and we pasted the link to the YouTube stream.
Oh yeah.
So here you have to paste links to where it's already uploaded. You can't upload one natively, which I don't know why you can't do that. It's just LinkedIn frustrates me sometimes.
Yeah.
But you can create these articles and you just do that from here. You write an article.
Yep.
You write some content, even transcribe the first couple lines of the video and you paste the video, put a good headline and a little image. Mm. And this gets picked up in Google search results too.
Jeez.
That's a good way to get a lot of exposure.
And you know what I'm teaching you guys about doing things in our region or things that are timely or local, if there's some hook, you know, what's the hook? What can we do? This kind of stuff is, this can be game changing. So, let's do that. And this is a whole different market. Not only is it, you know, it's the same human beings probably, but it's such a different mindset when they're on LinkedIn. You know, there's some great stats that Ted shared in our video about, you know, where are people's mindset when they're on LinkedIn versus other social medias. This is us telling them, I have my brain open for what you probably can do for me right now. So, hey, we only have about 5 more minutes with Ted. Who else can we do a power review on? Just kind of a quickie. Or Thomas, you got something to ask?
Yes, I had another question, Ted, if you don't mind.
Sure.
When you write an article or say do a video, what is the best way to get a certain market to see that besides, of course, sending them a personal message?
So what you want to do is create the article here and then you publish it and then you go up on the toolbar and grab the URL of that post. And then you do a status update, and that's going to push it out to all of your audience again.
And your audience being basically people who are following you or that you're connected with.
Actually, they'll post things to all through LinkedIn now, and they'll push it out of LinkedIn to the other networks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I use this tool called Sendable.
Sendable.
This, I have all kinds of content from my books. I made had somebody do excerpts of my books. So I have hundreds of posts scheduled to go off over and over and over the different networks.
Oh, right. That's the, there's another one like that I've seen before.
Hootsuite is similar. But I like Sendable because it has these cues over here. So here I'm doing this live class with Alex Mondosian today. So we've been promoting that. That's live stuff. And then there's this queued content. This is stuff that I've written and I pulled from other sources and I just push it out there through Sendable over and over.
Oof.
So here's content that's going to go out to LinkedIn this week.
Mm.
Some I wrote, some are other people wrote, other LinkedIn experts.
But you just batched all this to be delivered throughout the week.
Yeah, and I don't push everything to the same place. Like I won't push one post out to everywhere. I schedule them so they go different times.
Mm.
If you have multiple Facebook pages, can you send them to different ones?
Yep. So what's crazy is I hardly ever log into Twitter, and this report tells me I reach 200,000 people a day on Twitter with my posts.
Wow.
So 80% is other people's content that I share, and 20% is content that I've written. Okay. And you guys could be pumping videos out all through social media over and over and over.
Well,
yeah, if there's one thing...
time that works best. I know there's a kind of a timeline that people are around, you know, on Facebook or LinkedIn.
Yeah, this will actually go through all your posts that you've been doing, and it'll tell you the best times each one, like Twitter post between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. and Facebook do different time. Whatever this people are responding to, it tells me. This is powerful. It's, you know, like I think it's up to like $80 a month maybe, but you couldn't hire an assistant that cheap once it's set up.
No.
Interesting.
And it measures, it tells you exactly what's getting response so you can create more of that content and when you should be posting it. And this is just amazing tool.
Why don't you do it all in real time? Why do you do it? You do all the articles, write stuff and find stuff. And then you schedule it to send out, instead of just doing it, you know, every day.
Oh, I send like probably 50 to 60 posts a day
to different. But you don't work every day on sending posts, right? You work like one day and then schedule it all?
No, I have this all scheduled. My assistant takes I'm writing the third edition of my LinkedIn book right now. So I'll be taking excerpts of that and putting in a spreadsheet, and then she'll queue them up here as we start promoting for the book. It's going to come out in the first quarter of next year.
Mm.
So I'm going to have content being just dripped out for the next 6 months, really, at least 6 to 8 months, getting ready to promote the book.
Wow.
And it recycles other content.
So you put it in a spreadsheet and then you have an assistant that then takes those and puts it into here, or what's
yeah,
it?
You can just upload the spreadsheet directly into here and then
right to Sendable
network.
Wow. 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 Wow.
This just generates so much traffic. I probably get 100 people on my email list a week from just this automated content.
Yeah. And this is a bit of a different market. I mean, Ted is very, you know, B2B in this specific niche. I mean, depending on where going, we are B2B as well, but honestly, it might be a little difficult for us to have 100 posts a week going out or, you know, 50 a day going out. But can we take what he taught us in Module 7, improve our profiles so that when the clients do search us, find us on here, there's relevant content and speaks to the core conflicts that they're having in their business and builds us as an authority in the market? Yeah, we can do that.
Really. 80% of the content I share was other people. So they think, you know, I share an article from Forbes. They think, oh my God, Ted's associated with Forbes. Subconsciously, they're associating me with them.
Yeah.
So you share other people's content and they associate you with those people.
Even with your comment on that article, I mean, here's an article from Forbes and even a sentence or two about what I think about it, or through my eyes, or through the eyes of a magician, or you know, there's so much going on in politics right now, or you know, anything. What can we do? How can we put our spin on it and just share some content that exists? It's fantastic. Shoot, yeah. I know it's noon and I want to honor you on that. Thank you, Ted, so much for jumping in on us with us.
Yeah, if you want to send me a list, if anybody wants profile reviews, I can do some short video ones and send them to you.
Boom. I'll include your address for that on the replay page. That's really kind.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, thanks, Ted. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay. So from his undisclosed location. I love the look. All right, man. Thanks so much, Ted. Thank you. Cool. All right.
Hey, Barry, I got a quick question about that, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, please, Bobby, jump in. Yeah, love that.
So, you know, I'm pretty low tech around here. So when I'm looking at my page, I have Bobby Medina, and then it says owner of Medina Entertainment Resources. So I think, I don't know, how do you know if this is a personal page? I think this is just a personal page.
Yep.
But rather than to start a whole other page, am I able just to, I don't know, turn this into a...
Right. So, you know, that's one of the pieces I would take from what Ted just talked about and not worry about right now. Really, the only reason I would create a business page is to use it for advertising right now. You need a business page for advertising. Okay. You're not going to gather fans on there. I think he said he had 150 or something followers. Okay. So, don't make that the big thing right now. Work on just the personal page to represent the brand of what you're doing. And know that if we're going to... I'm trying to look up yours right now, and I got some other Bobby Medina.
I put the link in on mine down there underneath on the chat.
Oh, sorry. I don't have the notes, unfortunately, with me. I wish I did. There it is. Okay. I have it here. It's on another computer. Right. Okay. Yeah. So owner Medina, this is valuable space to just have your owner of something with the same last name, Entertainment Resources. I mean, I know you have an agency, but boy, that's a place where, even doing more like what John did, you know, just saying, summarizing what you do right there. So send this over to Ted for sure to have him take a look at it and have him give you your feedback. I'm sure he'll say something about that right off the bat. He's a big believer in real estate on this thing.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
All right. What else can we tackle live today, you guys? Where can we make a big swing of the bat?
Hey, Barry, can I ask you a question, general question?
Jump in.
So my page primarily has been, let's say, as a speaker or as a coach and a lender. So it's more been like a corporate type of page for me. And most of my contacts are corporate people, but I've never really used it effectively. I've never gotten any business out of it.
Wow.
Okay. But I do have contact there. So if all of a sudden now I convert it, let's say, to a magic site, so to speak, or I'm doing magic, is that help me or hurt me? I mean, if I already have these business contacts, and now I'm telling them I'm doing magic, is that a good thing, or do I need to switch it to a whole new page? What's your opinion?
You know, what's interesting, Victor, and this is what I bet you anything Ted would say, is this is a really good time to have a business page. And like I just told Bobby, you know, don't have a business page. You probably don't need one this time. You're a perfect example of where you are, where you have this one business, the mortgage stuff that you've done and you're known as until you retire from that. Probably be great to have a Magic by Victor business page and list that as one of your employees for the last 100 years and put all your magic related stuff on that business page, because that's where you can send people.
Would you reach out to your current contacts, to my current contacts that are on my current page, or is that confusing?
Build the Magic by Victor page for now. And then when it's all ready, when it looks good, you have a video on it, you have some a review on it. Maybe you have photos of you in action. You have some testimonials, like all these elements, then add it to your personal profile page as an employer. And then your whole network will be informed. Victor just changed jobs or just added a job, and they'll get to go to that. But don't put it on your personal profile yet, because that'll be sent out prematurely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Does anyone feel interested to make a LinkedIn video live? Man, that's, oh my gosh, to me, that's the kind of thing I wish I had done when I was I wish it was available when I was doing TV. I would have just set this on the side of the TV studio and broadcast the segment live right on LinkedIn. Would have been amazing, because that's who I'm connected with mostly on there. Other podcast hosts, producers, people like that, sugar-free experts. But boy, to be able to, you know, just show live right what I'm doing when I'm doing it. That's pretty powerful. All right. And I knew Judy put her URL in there. I see it in the notes, and follow up with Ted on those. He had a limited time today, I know. Good. Okay. I have some topics I can hit if nobody else has anything live they want to bring up, and I'm fine to stay here live. I know. Jump in if you have something. If not, we'll go into one of mine.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, Dan.
I'm still looking at the whole web design thing and, you know, just trying to take it bite by bite, piece by piece. Looking for proposals down to about, I need just one more proposal. I think I've decided on a guy. But here's something that I don't know. I'd just like to throw out to the group because I don't know what's current, and I just need an overview of what works. Is it a keyword-rich URL or a niche-specific URL? Like one I found was Chicago piano, a piano player for hire Chicago was available.com. Or do we do subdomains on a well-seasoned domain that I've had for many years? And I know there's a Google expert that'll probably have an answer, but the more I talk to these guys, the more I'm getting different answers. What have you guys found with your websites? It's just, it might be too techy for this, but I just kind of sort of wondering what's going to work. Should I use the website that I've had for years and years, which is basically on a redirect to Piano Music Show, which is getting revamped, or do I start all over again and do niche specific websites, you know, for corporate entertainer, you know, trade show entertainer?
Right. I'll give you my piece on it, and then I'd love to hear from anyone else who's doing this. But I tell you, I was not an SEO guy, man. Honestly, there's people who've talked about it, but I was like a handshake. Who can I meet? How can I get that 95-10 in place? I don't know how many people are getting booked for $5, $10, $20,000 gigs because somebody found them on Google. You know, and that said, if you have a URL that's already working and ranking high, please just use that. I mean, it's what it is. The message that people get about us is the message we send to them. You know, and so if I send somebody to a CVI, that's a big chunk of what they have. If they back up and look at Raspini.com, great. They can see, you know, all the credits that are there, same as they could see for you. It's not, you know, we're not going to, you know, quote unquote, trick anybody into booking us by having a clever URL or, it's a different economy. It's a very different economy right now. Yeah, the big builder days of, you know, the crazy wild west of 10, 15 years ago, where if you had that URL, I just listened to the How I Built This with the guys from Wayfair. You know, they had everything. They had like 250 mini stores, you know, all grandfatherclocks.com, barstoolsonly.com. That was the day, you know, when they were doing those, when people looked up bar stools and they could rank number one and they could sell people's bar stools. It was just but, you know, we get to connect with people differently right now. So I hear that that's getting in your way. And I know one of the things I had on my list to cover today was what I said I would talk about is just some new paradigms in website design that are really worth looking at. Like, we don't need to spend a ton of money anymore to get something decent made. And I'm going to show you web PSD. Let me just... I'm going to show you just a couple things that I've had made on LinkedIn, on Fiverr recently. For $20, I'm channeling people's really overly creative brains into ideas. And I'll show you the evolution of a product I'm doing for a...
Okay.
A
19536.
Up. If someone could mute.
97.
If someone could mute when they're reading their credit card number, that'd be great.
Sorry. That's Tim Mannix.
Oh. My name is Tim Mannix.
Yeah, it is Tim Mannix. Nice call. Now we all have Tim's credit card number.
Does anyone have his mother's maiden name? We can get that.
I'm sure y'all got your credit card, Tim.
Where is Tim? Let me mute him. I can't find him.
There it is.
Let me mute him. Mute audio. There we go.
Here it is again.
I know, exactly. One more time. I think we'll get him on the recording for sure. Let's get the...
Yeah.
Background now. So looking on Fiverr, this is and this is something I suggest you guys do just to start getting some input very inexpensively on what is possible for you. Like, gone are the days where we need to spend, even, you know, Carrie Ann, who we had on, who talked to us about branding, who was awesome and excellent. And if you want to play at that level, my gosh, jump in with someone like that. But if you want to spend $10 or $15, this is I just had this page done for somebody. And what they do is they create a graphic. So this is just a JPEG. Oh, this is not even the latest model. But this is for a client overseas who I'm doing some work with. But they're a subscription business call center, and I'm helping them with some creative marketing on this stuff. But literally getting them to build a site like this, and then taking this this graphic back onto Fiverr, finding someone who does a graphic to HTML design using a WordPress theme called Divi, which is the most versatile thing in the world. Like I was thinking when I was looking at Don's one sheet, you know, that picture of you holding the ball like this, that could be up and down the entire side of one of these graphics they make. And then somebody else for, you guys, I'm not kidding you, $15, $25 can take that entire graphic and put it on a web page that's ready to go. I mean, it's almost ridiculous. And the creativity, you know, we've passed that point. And Seth Godin talked about this on one of the podcasts I'm talking about. It's been commoditized almost to the fact where we can find people who have great graphic ideas to lay out a graphic like this of what a page could look like. And then somebody else who can turn this into HTML using a Divi theme that you could come in and change the text on so easily. But just to be able to see something new, giving someone your copy and saying, hey, here's what I do. Here's 10 photos. Run this through your brain and give me something. I can hook you up with my guy. I'm sure he'd be happy to have all the work on this thing.
Well, that's the thing, right? If you guys have people that you found that work well, that's the biggest challenge I've found with Upwork. And this is I've hired out two or three things and I could have done a better job. So that's...
Yeah, and what's that called, Barry? I mean, you just... saying I want a mock-up of a web page?
Yeah, or? I'll show you the exact lookup I did on
called Divi?
Yeah, Divi theme, that's the developers. So you'd look up that, but first I just look up, what am I looking up? Web design PSD. Is this where I found my guy? Let me just, so just in Fiverr, and I'll show you the guy I'm using. So it's things like this, designer 47. I'll show you my guy, but I mean, here's $30. Basically, you give these guys a handful of photos. Even if you just get an idea of Design Horse, this is actually my guy that I've been using. This is the ad that, so I'm having him make these pages. It's funny. He's probably got some of my samples up here, but this is just so simple to come up here, check his basic one, one page, send all your photos, you know, or 10 photos that you like, and you will literally get something back that you just kind of go, oh my gosh, I've never thought about this. And then come back here into, and this is something I really want Dan to think about, who's just so, you got to get out of your own head on this stuff. You just have to say, I'm just going to find someone to do this stuff. And
sorry,
then,
what's that guy's name? Not that he's special, but.
Yeah, maybe. Design Horse. He's done great work for me. He's probably already done 10 pages for me.
Design Horse?
Yep. And I still don't know his real name. I've asked him many times.
Horse or?
Yeah, right here. Design Horse. Yes.
Okay, got it. I thought you said something else.
No, not horror. different, different website.
Design Horrors.
Yeah, Design Horrors. Yeah, it's a group of people. Yep. So
I'm going to grab that URL, get that domain.
Yes. So
could be
that's
worth something.
Yep. So that's good. You know, but just to get some other artistic eye on this thing, and then from here you would just come to PSD to Divi. I mean, I just literally searched that, and these are the people. I'll share the link with this one. This is the one who is who will take that design and then put it into Divi. And Divi is a theme that I use for 30 Days Sugar Free here. Let me jump into the back of this thing and I'll I mean, man, I tell you, this is a little bit wild how this has changed. And it may not be the final branded thing. It may not be the most beautiful online, but you will come out of this thing with something that looks so much better than any of us are making on the Wix or the Squarespace, and Divi is instantly mobile friendly. It's beautiful. So it's another way to go and a really, really inexpensive way to go. And I'm doing it with a few clients right now. I'm just like, let's just get some ideas on paper. And people are like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, when this guy saw this, you know, this one I showed you at the beginning, this looping, it's like, you gotta be kidding. Our website can look like that. Let me log into this, sorry. Sorry, I'll bring this up for you. Show you how. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm already logged in.
And once you have the Divi WordPress theme, from what do you do from there to getting it online?
Yeah. So then somebody built. This is the member side of 30 Days Sugar Free, and we're on day. Yeah, this is a different account that has access to day 30 already. But this is how it checks in. Like if it was the 18th of the month, all these would be bright, and these 19 on would be opaque, so they know they didn't have access to those. But this is all done in Divi, and so damn beautifully. This Carrie Ann did, and this was a fortune. It's more than you need to spend on this, but I just wanted to log out to show you. So how you do that is then you have a URL. You know, and this is something I was playing. This is an idea I was playing with over the weekend. Last week I was playing with this. I got this. I wanted to make this very simple landing page for somebody. So I created... Yeah, I got this URL for 88 cents for the year. And I just wanted to see barryf.us. So, I mean, if you have a big proposal, if you have a big ass proposal and you make it that country club, that school, that company, .live or something, you know, get these .live, .us ones at Namecheap, I think it's called. You can get those for 88 cents. You're never going to need this thing for more than, you know, the proposal. Yeah, this website, Namecheap, they have 88 cent domains coming out there, Yazoo, that ends in .live or .us or .anything else besides .com. You can get them so cheap. So if you were going to try and do a proposal and really impress someone, I mean, what if you did that with .live at the end and just did a simple Divi page that is changeable for everyone and just uploaded that one? Just that's your theme for that webpage to have Divi sitting on there. Man, I started playing with that idea and I'm like, where was this stuff when I was selling my show? Because I would love to do that. I would love to do that. And yeah, maybe once in a while you hear from a lawyer that says, hey, don't have that URL. And you go, okay, but that's going to be the rare exception. So namecheap.com has cheapies there. Let me just show you the backside of this page here though. Oh, come on. Why can't I get into this site easy? Let me see. This should be a way for me to log in. Yeah, there it is. So if I go to 30 Days Sugar Free right now, and let me just hit the visual builder on this thing. But I mean, you'll see if you want to change the text, if you have just a simple one sheet made up for an event, and it's dondreams.com/ and then the event, and you need to change it. I mean, you can see in Divi, you can just click here and just start editing text. I mean, my gosh, how easy is it? And when someone builds this thing, so they'll build this for you, but then you have access on here to just come in here and change this word to your event. What did that say? Kicked. Yeah, kicked sugar. So I love Divi. I've become a massive fan of it. The versatility of it, the power, how you can do literally anything. There's no limit. So if somebody can make it for you, if Design Horse or someone else can make it for you in Photoshop, someone else for $10, $15 on Fiverr can turn it into a Divi theme for you. And boom, it's just ready to go for you to come in here and change for the next event you get, to put a picture of their logo right here, and the city and date of their event right here. I got to get out of this without saving anything. Yeah, let me just close this. My worst nightmare, changing something. So, you know, whether you want to put that on a cheap URL that you get to just play with, tomkennedyevents.us.live, you know, and slash and whatever event, and just have a simple, beautifully designed one page that you can go in and change per event and duplicate the page and change it to that client. My gosh, let's not get stuck anymore in thinking that this stuff has to cost a fortune. Be in touch with Design Horse if you want. I'll put a link right to his $10 gig I just showed you. Yeah, I will create a modern PSD website design. I mean, boy, one, oh, sorry, I'm not showing you that. I mean, this is some of his work that just caught me. And oh, there's mine. He's got mine as a sample now. Isn't this great? Yeah. Yeah, this Raspini. So this is one he did for me. He's got it as a sample now. So
no, that makes sense, Barry. Yeah, getting out of my own way and just keeping it as simple, getting the shortest distance to that path. And I think I've been using it as a block to pick up the phone is more and more. I need to, you know, keep generating more cold calls, more leads through the outbound marketing. And I've been using that as my block that says, oh, I can't do more phone calls because my website sucks. After what Carrie Ann said, because, you know, if she said it, it must not be very
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? So this helps a lot. Thanks. It's really
so Dan, for you, ChicagoCountryClub.live, 88 cent domain. Get your info down, kind of what you would at least like to have as far as pictures, everything you learned from Brian about headlines, about some simple copy. Get in with this guy, hire his $10 gig right here to do you a page. It'll be nice and pretty and creative. And put that over on ChicagoCountryClub.live and just use that as something to connect with every one of those country club owners that we looked at a week or two ago on our live.
Hey, Barry.
That'll cost you pennies.
Once we have the divvy, are we just copying that HTML code onto our WordPress site then, or?
So that's what it depends, Tim. That's where you may want to grab one that's just about your proposals.
Right.
Because I don't think it can work on another website if you have a different theme and all that.
No, I'm thinking like I have the corporateshowman.com right now with nothing on it. So
totally. Stick WordPress on that, make Divi your theme. And okay. You would just give the guy who does your HTML, you just give him the login credentials. He installs Divi, he installs that one page, and then you want to make another one. You just duplicate the page, change the logo, change the photo, change the date, the event, make it for them, save it, / new company. And then just you would just have that website, Corporate Showman / for everything. And on Corporate Showman, you know, throw another $10 at this and just have a homepage, because when people go, what's it, this Corporate Showman, boom, or it can redirect. CorporateShowman.com can redirect it to one of your other pages. Yeah. But okay. Man, this is, I really wanted to share with you guys. I haven't shared this because this has really just entered my life about, and it's funny, you know, between you and me and the wind, it came to me from paying Carrie Ann so much money. You know, I went into a big thing. I'm like, how is she doing this stuff? How is she showing me these Photoshop designs every time we talk? And, you know, she's doing something like this, but she is bringing her branding expertise, her copywriting skills. I mean, she's doing a lot for me for that. But boy, you guys can sidestep so much of that with the lessons we're getting from Brian Keith Foyles, from Carrie Ann about branding, how we can do these things. And we can create something that looks, she may be using this guy design horse. I don't know. But, you know, it's not a whole lot different when I go to do things like this. But, you know, I'm up to, you know, damn near pushing 15K on my investment with her so far. So good for her. And I love everything she's done for 30 Days Sugar Free. She, you know, worked with Amy for hours to figure out if she's an autumn or a summer. You know, I don't even know what the hell that means. But, you know, she's speaking. She got her colors. She did all this great stuff. And it's really working good for the business, so I don't question it. But I think the graphic part of it is being taken care of like this, $10 at a time. So
the Divi is something you would set up directly at the onset if you create a new website. Because I'm building a new website for Mad Cat Video, so that's what I would call my WordPress guy.
Awesome. Yeah, so Divi has an amazing license. Anyone you hire to work for Divi can put it on a client's website. So the person you hire on Fiverr will install the Divi theme on your website. Mm-hmm. And that page that they make for you, you know, it'll just be like, you just say, here's the login, make them an account to be able to log in and add it. And then, I mean, you'll have that thing. It's, oh my goodness.
Okay. Well, my WordPress guy would know that though. That's a common kind of WordPress. There's a million different variables with that, but Divi is the main thing.
Divi's this theme, which I've learned has absolutely no limits. I mean, so many things in websites have to be in a container or a section, but I mean, she has 30 Days Sugar Free lined up in ways that I've just never seen, stuff I haven't been able to see happen on a WordPress site yet. Let me go inside our members area here, dashboard. And I'll just show you just a couple things. And it may be able to be done elsewhere, but really I just love the way that this has played out, and being in the back end of it to modify some of the text, I'm like, oh, this is so simple. These are our lessons. Oh, this is the one day I did one of the days as a guest coach. But, you know, you put in this thing to go to the next day. You know, if you're active, you can just hit the next days over here. It's got all these little features, and it's instantly beautiful on mobile, which was powerful. So this is Amy teaching. So we just copy this from day 8 right into day 9 and just plug in a new video link. The pictures Carrie Ann made for us, all matching all our colors. The extra pages where we give them extra support for that day. You know, I became a fan, and you'll see this around a lot, like how the banners shrink down when you go up, like the whole top thing kind of shrinks down. This is a textbook Divi theme that people have done. So, I don't know, this thing's pretty damn powerful, and finding that connection on Fiverr for getting someone to do it in Photoshop to make it beautiful and exactly how I want it, with, you know, the pictures popping out, the text interlaced. It's like all that stuff can be translated to HTML by someone far away who's very good at it. And then you have the access to that file just to duplicate it and update it. So my gosh, basically everything I just showed you in using Instapage, you know, all those things, like I got to get rid of that. I'm telling you, this is there's no reason to pay for an additional service. And this is easier than Instapage was, because just get something that works and feels good for you. And it's appealing, and then update it for every one of these things you send out.
Yeah, I just signed up for Popular today, but this looks like a great alternative that could be even more customized than their templates.
Yeah, Popular I liked. I used that for a long time. It was really good. But yeah, it's funny. A few companies jumped in, Lead Pages, Popular, a few others. They jumped in early in the game of drag and drop builders. But yeah, they've come a long way now. So I don't think there's an easier way to go to get something that's clever, well-branded, and easily editable for another client and another client, for being able to put these things out. I think this is this has to be close to the edge. Yeah. Does that help, Dan? Is that something you feel like you could run with? Because
Yeah, absolutely. That's I got to keep it as simple as possible. My best uses is times, as making the time spending on sales calls and talking and getting the writing done. I'm just, you know, cranking out a bunch of copy and still rewriting stuff. And the mission statement is something I'm stubbing my toe on. I mean, that's just enough right there. And then just writing jokes and, you know, silly bits and things. That's the highest use of my time. I mean, all I got to do is listen to the latest Taylor Swift record, and it's just hysterical to me. So,
why is that? Is it not good?
Pathetic. Oh, dude, it's horrible.
Pathetic, yeah.
She did Earth, Wind, and Fire. She did a version of September. Nadia, September 2. And she like ripped all the soul out of it. And people are requesting it in piano bars. I'm like,
so, dude, look. No. Grab your camera and go live, just talking about what you just did. I mean, that kind of stuff. And then find places Taylor Swift is being mentioned in the news and post that link. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, that's the low-hanging fruit that I want to talk to you guys about jumping into the draft of where the news is. I mean, edit up a cutting, fun video that's 2 minutes just, you know, jolting in with those, la-da-da, whatever it is, you know, but telling the story about how they just suck the soul out of something. And, you know, end it with a soft pitch about, you know, if you have an audience who actually has some taste and cares and you're in the Chicago area, or, you know, if you tell you, man, when there's a big pull like that, we're crazy not to just grab into the draft of it. Every time I got a Google alert about sugar-free, and every time something comes in, man, Amy's going live about it, like the second it's live, and posting that link to our Facebook page as a comment in every single conversation about it. That's her job. Yeah. So, I mean, and there's a lot to work on. I mean, that's not a...
Keeping it simple. Yeah, keeping it simple. Thanks, Barry.
Awesome, man. Well, good. So anyone wants to do that, I'll put the links to Design Horse and the guy who's doing the HTML, the graphic to the Divi. I'll put both those up on our replay page. But yeah, that's good, powerful stuff.
Question about something else. Yeah, I wonder about copywriting and like outsourcing that. of like actually trusting somebody to know their stuff well enough. And also, as Lavi spoke about, that it has to be about you, you know, what's make you unique, and why can't this just be about any magician or entertainer?
Yeah.
And then how to outsource copywriting when you have to make it about you.
Yeah. So it's difficult. You know, I'll just put it that way. It's difficult. You can get some people on Fiverr to write copy for you, and you may grab a sentence or two. But to find someone, and this is not a commercial message for myself because I barely have time to do this right now, but every once in a while, if you have a copywriting project, it's not cheap nor always available. But this is an alumni who just grabbed me, and I wrote her entire website, anitaryan.co.uk. Man, and this, it's funny. She got up this copy, and it has literally changed her career in about 2 weeks. You'll meet her more in the alumni group, but we just put all this copy up that I wrote for her over the last, and I think it was probably like $4,000 or something for the whole website. But I wrote everything for her. And, you know, it's a skill I have. It's something I know how to do. And if you can find someone who writes good copy, my gosh, dig in, you know, and they can, oh, I'm not crazy about the way they laid this out, but the copy's great. You know, this is solid stuff. Like I get right inside the head of the prospect on this stuff.
Barry, this is John Finch. How did
Hi, John Finch. Go ahead.
Hi. You said you have this copywriting skill. So do you consider that a talent, or did you work on it really hard and developed it like juggling a skill?
Holy, man. It is start from the beginning. I've studied for probably, I think 2007 is when I first started studying copywriting. And in 11 years, it's grown a lot. And I know there's people in this group who have done a lot of copywriting. I mean, Dan and I talked about copywriting places he's been, but it's totally a skill. It's getting our ego out of the way. It's getting our preconceived notions. It's going so deep into the prospect's mind. You know, that's how you end up getting copy that actually means something to the people reading it. So yeah, I took about a week and wrote Anita's whole page, her whole site, and every page of it I'm proud of, and she's sending traffic to it, and the people are going, oh my God, let's book up. But that's what copy can do. But boy, in the meantime, look at everything Brian Keith Foyle's told us, man, and just study the hell out of it.
Read his book, huh?
Yeah, and his books that I've shared on the link there.
His book is excellent.
Oh my gosh.
It started the last chapter. Like he says, start at the last chapter. It's great.
Yeah, yep. Chapter 23, by the way, if anyone.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, yeah.
He says you're supposed to start at 23, chapter 23.
For what it's worth, my brother is a brilliant copywriter. It's what he does. He's also an entertainer, but he spent years doing it. Right now, he's doing copywriting for, I don't know if anybody's heard of Joe Vitale before, but he's at a really high level. He does that pretty much for a living. He's also a caricature artist and a fine artist as well. But
who is that, Bobby? I missed the beginning.
It's my brother, Lou.
Wow, nice.
And so he stays really busy doing it, but I can, you know, I'll put a little link there.
Okay, thank you. I will tell you, you get what you pay for, and you can do it yourself. I know that. One of the main things is like get the eraser out. Less is more. And if you, whatever you can do to paint the picture, get that picture painted. Don't go a minute longer. Don't go a word longer.
Super. Another question. I'm looking to redo my whole international site and everything. I wonder about who am I internationally? And I'm looking probably to go for either the Nordic magician or the Scandinavian magician, because it's easy to sell in both Scandinavia and the Nordic countries, and you're also outside those countries, you can be that guy.
Mm.
I'm not sure which one is the most plausible, let's say, in the States. What sounds the best over there, Nordic or Scandinavian? Wow. Scandinavian is harder to write, but it's more generic.
You've been to the States a lot. Have you been here working?
Not officially, no.
Okay, yeah, I know you said you did some things at the castle or got to play around there.
Yeah, I've been in Florida, Vegas, New York, but not when I performed, you know, at places, but I never done a
right.
8 gig for US audience now.
Well, what do co-North Americans think? I mean, to me, Scandinavian carries more, but I think that's all the work of IKEA when they talk about Scandinavian design, you know?
Well, we have a big Scandinavian center that just opened. We have a high Scandinavian population here in Seattle, and it's called the Nordic Heritage Museum.
Oh, neat.
I know something about it because I'm married to one, and I've been going to Sweden and Northern Europe for 35 years now. But I think Nordic is just shorter, and it's easier to remember. And some people misspell things like Scandinavian, you know. And you know, I don't know. Americans are kind of dumb sometimes when it comes to knowing where people are from and this and that too. So there's that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Scandinavian sounds better and it's more correct, but Nordic is easier.
And I know. You could do both and have it linked to one page.
I'll do both, yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I would start with Nordic. It is easier.
Yeah.
And Nordic, I've changed my own name. Just because,
yeah, I'd be pressed to a wall right now to spell Scandinavian properly, so I'm not positive how that... And we have the Nordic track too. We have the we have some association here to Nordic, so yeah.
Plus, it's just, even if you could spell it, I mean, the person introducing you every single time, you're gonna have to write, you know, sign off Scandinavian. That's a lot of time. Well,
I like. Plus, even if you could spell it, like we're trying to just tackle that hill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if that were possible.
Even if somebody could spell it.
Right. Even if that were within our capacity.
It's just a mouthful, but Nordic.
Yeah. It sounds better though. Scandinavian magician, Nordic magician. No, it's maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think we know.
I think it's easier to remember. I think it's. I think it's easier for sound bites. It's easier for. Newspapers or whoever, bloggers, to write about it. Just very simple.
It's easier to fit in the headline space if you want to add something like the amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, but Hans, the idea of that is to create a web presence that's truly international outside of Norway.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good for you, man. I think that's fantastic. And you know, pictures that you have, I think you had some of you in front of the Magic Castle and in Las Vegas. You don't have any pictures?
No, I got great pictures, but not the castle. Not a really good castle, no.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think it's great to have a site like that that has a presence of you outside of your country there, and you know, give you permission to play a little bit more in the I'm special world. That it's difficult to play in there in that country.
Oh, my new copy on the website hits it, so I'm a little like, it's weird because my new copy is really out there.
Is it? Does it feel weird to write it?
Yeah.
Do you picture your great-grandfather kind of rolling over in his grave? I mean, is it?
No. He would love it.
Awesome.
He's from the northern Norway. He say horse's cock as a natural word. You know, that's something you just say in a sentence in North Norway. this is actually a fun fact right here. As a Northerner, I can go to police officer and call him, "You're such a horse's cock," and I'm perfectly fine. If somebody from the south would say that to the police officer, they would get fined. But they cannot find me because it's supposedly a part of our daily speech. And this is like... It's been in the justice system. It's been to court.
Wow. Nice. Well, you know, I'm a huge fan of you creating this thing, and I'd love to see you just go, you know, from where you've always been to just this bigger place, and then we can pull back from there. But I think I think it would be really powerful exercise for you in playing bigger to, shoot, I feel like it, yeah. Anyway, I look forward to seeing that, man. Get it on Nordic Magician right now. I mean, that would be a – put it on there and
– Brian, no.
Yeah, it's done.
Plus, I don't know if I've ever seen any Nordic magic.
I was wondering about Viking magic, Viking magician.
Viking, yeah.
Oh, Viking.
Yeah, too much Viking team and shit. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, Viking magic. You've never seen Viking magic.
You're not ready for it. You can't handle Viking magic. Yeah.
I'll show you a little bit, but until then, this is all you get.
This is it. Yeah. Try the waffles. Yeah.
Good, thanks.
Although, Hans, you do not look like a Viking to me when I think of a Viking.
Oh, here he goes.
Jeez. Oh, get the axe.
Yeah, get the axe. Good. Hey, value takeaways for this call. You know, what could you guys do from this week? What's a stretch you want to make, or what's one thing that you're feeling right up against the wall on? Don and Dan both, who are, you know, dealing with this branding piece right now, like, or how to sell these sites. And Don shared a little bit of this in that live she did. But can I ever picture a landing page for both of you, just like this whole, like, right side of the page is just you guys in this pose or this kind of powerful, confident, you know, looking, and all the text on the side there about, you know, the symphony piece for you, Don, and about just total ownership of the country club or the special event experience for you, Dan. Man, can I just picture that, you know, the copy selling it and the copy and the photo selling it side by side? You know, that's just something I'm holding for you guys, that you can create this page inexpensively using the techniques I just showed on Fiverr and get those out, you know, to you, to 50 country clubs, to Don, to 100 symphony boards or executive directors, you know, like no matter what it takes, just this is the goal I'm going to do before we meet again. I'm going to get this page made and I'm going to get this thing in front of. And if I get, you know, one nibble, then it's massive. Then it's fantastic, because then I have something I can use for 2, 3, 10. It's big, and it's right. You know, like Miguel said, you know, this is learning to fish, man. This is the big stuff. And Bobby too. I mean, your whole position lends itself to just a big, you know, solid photo that runs down the side of the webpage. And yeah, to be able to control that stuff and literally just change the title and the greeting or logo on the page and send it out to a new person is pretty damn powerful.
Hey, what do you call the photo when you white out the entire background and it's just you, like what Don did?
Oh, I guess it's like a transparent image. Is that
transparent?
Maybe that's the word for it. Yeah. Oh my God. But one time I had to get all these photos, all the background cut out, and I got someone on Fiverr. They did like 16 of them for $10. And you know, the time that would have taken to get those neatly done. But you can do that with any photo on Fiverr. They'll remove the background. That's just get a group of 5 or 10 of them together, get yourself pulled out, and be able to play, give those to the person who you design your page with. Yeah, really, really, really good. Read the copy that I did on Anita's page. You know, feel free to look at that and use it to see what I did in each paragraph. Because really, it's a demo of good copywriting for an entertainer.
So is there a link to that page?
Yep, I'll put that on the page. I'll put that on our replay page. What was the other one, Don? Did you ask him? No, I thought, okay, yeah. I'll put the link to that on there. So you can see that. I was real happy with the way this came out. And she kind of lost it when she read it. She said, oh, God, I just read it and I'm in tears. So it's, yeah. And sometimes it takes that, getting outside of yourself. So, oof, good. All right, Thomas, I'm really proud of what you're doing with those short videos, man. You know, you're finding what works for you. And I think every single person who's ever taken Showbiz Blueprint has gone into it with, you know, as Miguel said in that thing, like, how can I earn my investment back? And really, it's like, that's a tiny piece of what I want. Thomas is finding, you know, like, you got to decide that you don't want to be in these environments where it's loud and people are whispering stuff in your ear. It's like, and you're this happy place, like behind this bar shooting video. So, I mean, I think it's great. You played with this paperclip one today. I saw this morning one. You got a couple you've made for Leatherman. It's like, just keep in that sweet spot of doing these things. And let's just keep upping the clarity. Like I want to be so clear with the title and with the description, what this is about and what problem it's solving. Who it's for, you know, and then the video just supports it in an awesome way. So yeah, that's great. Do you have a plan to get those Leatherman ones out to anyone? I know you had a contact.
Well, I emailed and I texted this guy, but I haven't heard back from him. Okay. So I'm not sure. And he's a second connection. So I'm kind of waiting for that. So I'm just going through the companies that are local that I can connect with that I have some sort of relationship with, either the second thing through LinkedIn. But I think the sponsorship is where I want to go, you know, focus on that.
Like the one you were playing with for the beer company or that we talked about for the beer company?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys, we can honestly, we can all do exactly what this is about. I mean, this is amazing. If you have either a connection or a closeness or affinity or you think you're a good match for something, there was a Showbiz Blueprint alumni who did this for, I forget the beer company, but they were doing this. Fat Tire. Fat Tire does these a la park things where they take this tour around. But he got into that just by making a CVI for Fat Tire about what he could bring to these live events that are happening. And a big national and I think even international tour around this stuff came out of that connection. But it was literally just asking, offering, here's something that I can do that would add this to these events. Let's have a conversation about it. Listen intently. Create something that that answers that, that shows it instead of tells it. And then just have the conversations. But we have to be in there. We have to be learning to thread the fishing line and just keep casting it. Yeah, it's really, really good. I got a lot of links to add to this one. I got all the tabs open, so we'll have a good replay page of this one.
Barry, I think I might have asked this last week. I don't even remember, so I apologize. But I could use some guidance on, I know we're going to learn the Christmas funnel, but finding those companies. Did I ask that last week?
So, I mean, Tim, for you, it would be very easy, and I would outsource this to Fiverr or Upwork. I would just have someone gather me a list of every company within 100 miles of Chicago that does $10 million of business a year, minimum. And then, from there, I would unemotionally get that thing in front of every VP you can, every human resources person. You don't even have to do the phone calls for them, honestly. I mean, something like that, you have limited days. I mean, I remember 2018 or 2017 had like five really prime days, which has built-in scarcity to it with Fridays and Saturday nights. You know, a week or two before Christmas. I didn't look at what 2018 has, but there's probably...
We're just doing mass emailing with a GVI, basically.
Man, I would mail that thing and I would get it. And there's some definite steps in the holiday funnel. Is that not coming out yet? Maybe it's next week. Let me take a look. That's a really good funnel, man. That's a...
When I had breakfast with Nathan Comarsh, he talked about... Like me being in Chicago, he said there's the local market and the local market. So he talked about, yeah, you might be going after these conferences at whatever. He's going after them for like 5,500 now and getting that, right?
Yep.
He said, then there's your local company parties and things like that. So I can be at two different price points for something like that, right?
Because, oh my gosh, don't worry about it. Yeah, don't worry about that, man. Get your people know what you tell them.
So I'm thinking book a bunch of Christmas parties at 2,500 or 3,500 or, you know, something more.
Yes, but get them booked out early. It's funny. I mean, looking at this holiday party funnel. So this is the beginning of module 8 this week. We'll dig into that. And let me just take a quick look at the calendar here. Just to tell you, because the holiday funnel, I love it because scarcity is automatically built into it. There is nothing that anyone could say that's BS or, you know, these are the great days. And what we really do is get people early, like June, thinking about, yeah, so you'll have.
I was reading something online. Well, this was just like somebody was complaining on Facebook, and who knows, this might be a resistance thing, but they were just saying, oh, companies aren't doing parties and company picnics and all those things like they used to.
Oh, my God.
Is that baloney or?
I'm still getting calls, man. I just turned an alumni onto a date that was, you know, but yeah, people still call. It's ridiculous. I don't know about the company picnics. That was never my market. But if anyone ever tells me that about the meeting world, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What universe are you living in? And know that, you're a mirror for them. So there's three great weekends in December. I mean, the 7, 8, 14, 15, 21, 22. This is a field day. These 6 days, and these are what I lean heavily on in the holiday funnel.
You just said I'm a mirror for them. I feel like that was a nugget that we just glossed over. Oh, what do you mean by that? Gosh.
Yeah, you know, when you're working on your business, it's really easy for someone to just say, oh, this market's dead, or, you know, they're not booking this market. It's like, oh my gosh, no, it's really, I don't know about the best time, but it's as good as it's been. You know, it's as good as it's been right now for all kinds of things, sponsorship, corporate meetings. My gosh, look inside our, you know, when you guys will be in our alumni group in a couple of weeks. It's like people are playing at such a different level right now. And I mean, I just keep my fingers on the pulse of that thing. It's like, what's going on? And am I still getting calls, you know, 18 months after stopping, after not having any marketing?
In general, a company that's doing however many millions of dollars a year, you said, with, if they're doing a company party at some hotel in Naperville, Illinois, whatever,
yeah,
their budget's going to be a lot less than some annual conference, correct? So should our fees?
I never had a discount for holiday parties. It was never my thing to do that. So I would stay in line with your fees, you know, unless you're specifically told there's that can't do it and it's something you want to do. You know, you can always let them know that you can help them find something, or if it's really cheap, you suggest they call a local magic club and find someone who's getting more interested in working for companies. You know, give people that picture of it. But yeah, you know, it's done dozens and dozens of holiday parties in my life, and I never went down in price. That didn't matter to me. It was, in fact, more to the point, the scarcity of holiday parties is a built-in fact of life. I mean, 2018 is a good year. You don't always have three solid weekends. The calendar works in our favor this year.
In order, there's a steady 4 week in any year. You know, there's always the two last ones in November and two first one in December. That's the holiday market. But how big parties did you do? We did holiday parties in general. What kind of size events did you do, Barry? I just wondered that because of your pricing. Because, you know, that kind of money you're talking about, I guess that's... that's not the typical 50 people party. It's typical 400 or 500 at least.
Yeah, they were big events, but you know, sometimes they were very small too. So it just depended on the connection I had with them. The you know, how I got into there, what they had seen before. If I had done an association they saw us at and they wanted us for the company holiday party. But you know, for a lot of people, like Tim, if you want to do a stage show, or if you guys, or Evan, if you want to do some you know, individual walk around, that kind of thing, man, holiday parties, they should be a huge piece of the business, and they should be booked up by August. You know, ideally you should be in big conversations July, August, September, and booked up. I mean, it's if you're not hitting the hammer hard enough on the holiday funnel. It's like you have to be letting people know that this is a crisis. You know, this is Professor Hill and the Music Man saying the pool hall is trouble. You know, basically it's like, you know, this is coming, you know, this holiday party's coming, and it's going to suck without something. It's going to be the same as ever. And Hans, were you saying in Norway, they celebrated in the last couple weeks of November and first weekend of December only?
The thing is, you know, we have our holidays start in general, the 21st, 22nd. So it's always the last 2 weekends of November and the first 2 weekends of December. You know, those 4 weekends are always booked for me. They are fully booked.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I see.
But, you know, the Christmas party is a big thing in Scandinavia. You know, every single company has a Christmas party. A lot of them even have them in January because they don't have time to
do it. Right. And that's becoming more common, the January. I never did that, but that was...
Yearly party, they call them instead, or anniversary party, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, by that time, my marketing for spring conferences has already kicked in for New Year's launches and sales. It's like, I don't even think about holiday parties then. So, you know, at that point, I'm already thinking about spring meetings. So, Tim, did you have something else that you want to add in?
Well, I know in certain, can you talk to us just for a moment, for somebody who hasn't worked a lot of corporate, is there a corporate season?
Yeah, spring and fall. Yeah, spring and fall are the big meeting times, man. That's massive. January, February, March. April, and then again after summer, you know, September, October, November.
And so when you were going full steam with Raspini, were you not doing much in the summer and
no, we'd always find some festival somewhere in the world to go be at, you know, Halifax or Wellington or Christchurch or Ireland. Yeah, it was just always a good time to connect with the other performers and be out in that world.
Yeah. Okay.
And then be with the family. But that's the same thing other people are doing. They're not having corporate meetings during that. But, you know, some of the markets you're that some of you guys are working in, summer's a great time. You know, and please apply all of this to those markets as well. Yeah, but it's not the time for corporate. The July, August, it was rare to be at one. But those are the rich, rich times for marketing the fall, man. Oh my gosh, those are the times for doing the CVIs, the introductions, the LinkedIns, the making contacts, the live networking, the shaking hands, the asking for recommendations, lining up ducks in a row, getting your GVIs together. That's the rich point, all that summertime.
Where are the live market, best live marketing opportunities? Is Meeting Planners International still viable, or you know, where?
Yeah, I was never big in that one. It's funny. I did MPI. I had, you know, at least some presence in. I'd have conversations. But when I was living in San Francisco or in Los Angeles, that's where I would go out and really make the connections with people. And they'd be Rotaries. They'd be Lions Clubs. They'd be Chamber of Commerce's. La Tip used to be a very good one that I was involved in. Any of the ones where business people congregate to get leads, to share with each other what they're doing. Boy, do we stick out like sore thumbs in those worlds, you know, really good sore thumbs. You know, we're the people that can save the awkwardness, that can offer to MC something, that when you stand up to do your introduction, there's actually laughs and people waiting to chat with you. I mean, that's the beauty of who we are in a room full of the muggle people. Yeah. Just look at my notes if there's anything else I wanted to cover. Oh yeah, Brian Keith Foyles. I just wanted to give you an update that we're working on a date with him and he will be live in here to work with us. He's promised me and we're going to get a time, but right now he was unable to commit. So probably working on another 50-page letter for the survival niche. My gosh, that stuff. So probably working on something like that, but we're in touch at least about this. So, and he wants to be with us. So we have a long session ahead of us and I just need to nail down a date on it. Yeah, that was all that I really want to make sure I covered. All right, who wants to go live with at least something that they're going to commit to? And maybe I can add some feedback or someone else can, and just to be accountable for it going forward.
Yeah, I'm going to fine tune that GVI for the country clubs. We have the list here is open right now, and Amber was going to send it to a VA that's been very good for us. Chicago area has 93.
Wow.
93, and we're going to confirm that. Amika's going to confirm that for us. So the GVI will be going out to them, and then from the GVI there will be a one-off. And then I'm going to tag them with this custom video that I did a couple weeks ago. I never sent it out. It's basically, hi, everybody. This goes out to everybody. What's the joke? I forgot. Here's a shout out to all of your hard of hearing members.
No.
Just a dumbass. You know, hey.
Dude, awesome. All right. Very good.
That's 93 Chicago clubs. That should be going out by this week.
Wow. Are you going to try and do that on an existing web page, or do you want to try and do something like what I talked about here today, or what's that going to look like, the published version?
I hadn't really gotten that far. I know I could put it up on the WordPress site and just send them to a link.
Okay.
Be the simplest, but I definitely need to look at Fiverr.
Okay.
Haven't, I'm going to look up that guy that you had, and okay. I had somebody else. I think I had somebody else on Upwork. Oh, my thing is the SEO. I'm interviewing a guy, somebody right after this call. Oh, shit, I missed. No, I got 30 minutes. Talking to somebody about SEO. I'm just going to hire him off of Upwork for like 25. That's a big deal. I need to know what words are working right now.
Okay, and they'll put you. And you can do that on, I mean, this is great too. Just coming to Fiverr.
Are you guys calling those guys before you send out the GVR, or are you sending out cold?
We're calling as many as we can and getting through is what we can, but we're working from a list. In Chicago, the country club guys tend to switch from club to club to club. The one that I have in Florida, it's a little more stability. But yeah, we got to update the Chicago one, so that's what we're doing if we're going to get somebody on the horn just to confirm. And the phone call goes like this. Hi, yeah, I was wondering if you can help me. My boss just wants me to help, wants me to update our database. Who's in charge of hiring the entertainment? And there's usually two people. It's somebody who's like a GM or a caterer or the sales manager, but then there's also a member committee. So you try to get the name of somebody who's a member that's on the committee.
Oh, interesting. Is that working?
Yeah, so far. Usually if I do it, I just pretend I'm working for somebody. And then
awesome. That's great. All
bashful like you told us to.
I mean, one thing I like too about how you just said that is it's like not a big deal. You're not doing a big thing. You're just taking care of business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
And that's how I instruct the VA to do it too. But she's really good. She's actually done a lot of phone work for us. She's just coming out of her second pregnancy. So, you know, her whole life has changed. Now she got two young ones. So.
Yeah, that does, man. That's.
She's been great for us. So she's doing a little spot work for us now.
One thing about the GVI, I would think saying, hey, everybody, may make it a bit impersonal.
I don't do that, man. I would never make it that. I would just say you're having an event in the Chicago area or at your country club. I definitely don't do the, I mean, I always try and talk to one person, and that's something you can carry through even in a generic GVI. You could, you know, just look at the camera or, you know, have your slide say at your country club coming up, because you've got their logo on that. If, you know, if you've done a landing page for them, they don't know that it's generic.
Hey, Barry, a minute ago, somebody said something about SEO, and I feel like you were about to say something about using Fiverr for that.
It's actually on my screen right now. So funny, I was going to.
Okay.
I
just didn't want to miss it.
Yeah, I was trying to find the key word. There's an SEO tool that you can buy for like $90 a month, or you can have somebody just run the report on Fiverr for you. And I'm just trying to, for some reason, I'm losing my brain on what this tool's called, but I've done
SEMrush, maybe.
No, it's not Market, that one.
Hrefs.
Market Samurai.
Market Samurai. Thank you. Just typing Market Samurai. This is a $99 a month program, or so if you have a subscription to it. SAM. See now, and I'm worried about how to spell Scandinavian.
You are yeah,
Market Samurai.
If you send her good.
Yep. So, I mean, these things, Dan, for $5, have someone do a Market Samurai. You may not even need to go in deep, but they'll return this thing to you. You know, just telling about your market, what people are looking for, regional. But this is a very, very powerful. You'll probably get back like a 10-page report from this thing. So this person's paying the $99 a month and then just selling it as a business on Fiverr.
So you say, hey, I'm a corporate magician doing this, this, and this. What are people searching for?
Yep, here's my website. They'll do a report on your website. What words, keywords it's showing up for, what people are searching in that niche, what they're searching for, and suggested keywords that you can use.
And then we would use those keywords in like our blog articles?
In copy, yeah, in copy, or if you wanted to do any advertising. I mean, if you wanted to venture out into the world of Google advertising, which I don't cover anymore.
Do we get into that, Google Ads at all, this course?
Google advertising?
Yeah, so I'm spending, you know, $40 a day on Google Ads.
Yeah, you might be the guy to teach it. I've been away from it, Hans, for so long, honestly. It's like I used to do it. I used to have over $100 a day budget. It wasn't my thing. It wasn't.
I'm getting 50% of my income from Google Ads, I think. I don't know what to say, probably.
How many what?
What'd you say, Hans?
40-50% of my clients from AdWords.
Dude, you should do a little masterclass on it when we're in the alumni group. I'd love that. Yeah. I mean, if you wanted just to kind of show what's going on, that would be huge. We do alumni masterclasses once a month, and man, that would be a.
I want to know more though. I feel like I know nothing. This is hard freaking work. You know, it's always updating and it's always money going out. Feelings going nowhere. And like right now in Norway, it's tough, the market. Yeah. I'm spending twice as much right now as I did last year for the same amount of leads, for example.
Wow. Yeah.
Ups and downs all the time, depending how many fighting for the same. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you're doing regional like that, I mean, if you're showing your ads to people in a certain region, you know, people who search something in a certain region, you can justify it. I mean, we're a high ROI business. You know, we go out and do a show for a couple grand, and it's like that takes care of a lot of $100 days in advertising. I certainly got great gigs from it in the day, but I just quit advertising Raspini, and for Sugar Free, boy, Facebook is my people.
The SEO thing hasn't, you know, it's too slow for me, and I've been changing too much back and forth all the time. So that's why I'm like, I'd rather put out money on Google Ads and get instant returns.
Totally, yeah. SEO is a long game, man. It's very long game, and it's a.
Hans, are you doing Facebook advertising as well, or just Google?
Mostly Google AdWords. I will do Facebook ads as retargeting, and to target especially event companies, just to keep it top of mind. But no, I won't do it for like new clients or customers. You know, only for event companies or retargeting.
I know the two alumni have gone deep into Google AdWords, Michael Carducci and Lou Serrano. They may, and then Hans will also be in that camp in a few weeks. But
Yeah, exactly.
They might have something to say on Google AdWords. I know both of them, yeah, agree with that SEO takes a long time. So Google AdWords is kind of a shortcut to the top.
Yeah, you know, if you have a...
Of course it has its drawbacks.
But. You just have to have, you got to have your ducks in a row, though. I tell you, you got to have a clear call to action, a readable page, you know, hopefully something that captures an email or invites a conversation, a call to action, that something trackable, because it's difficult to... Are you tracking your conversions and everything? Are you have code on the landing pages?
Like last year, when I set up my AdWords again, I spent actually 10 grand on a marketing company for to help me out with my AdWords a couple of years ago. Yeah. And we had a whole system of, you know, getting the email. So I had a system, I would send you my price list if you leave your email there. And I would have a funnel going after that. And the price list, of course, they would choose what kind of event it was, and they would produce a price from what kind of event it was. But yeah, I would know exactly when they actually emailed me back, which part of the funnel, if they went to my contact site or just went for the price list, or which page it came from, which AdWords it came from, which, yeah, everything.
Yep, yeah, as you'd need to.
You spent 10 grand on your marketing or 10 grand on Google AdWords?
I spent 10 grand on a company helping me learning me marketing on not on an AdWords, but like ads on the internet, basically, in general.
Yeah, we have to be everywhere.
And 8 grand of those was shit. 2 grand were fantastic.
Yep.
And I learned mostly what I would not do. And the year after, I learned everything that, I don't know, because I spent all the money and all the time, that like the year after I knew where to go with things.
Yeah. So this is on Hans' page. This is under the hood of his, but he's got, you know, he's hitting the, putting cookies on the visitor site so that when they go back onto Google, they'll show up. When they go back onto remarketing on Google, they show up. When they go onto Facebook, they have this cookie on their computer, and he's able to show just them ads based on, have you been to page A? Have you been to page B? Have you been to page C? If they've been to page A, B, and C, they're ready to buy from you. They're just waiting for something that makes sense. So you can get a lot more aggressive.
Yeah, I got different ads with pages you've been on. You know, if you've been to my, if you've been to my hosting MC site, I will send you a video on Facebook for hosting. If you've been to my Christmas party site, I will market that. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing that with Sugar Free too, depending on what recipe they've been on. You know, if they're on desserts recipe, they get shown some stuff. If they're on salads, low carbs, lose weight, health. Yeah, it's very powerful, and it's, you know,
all the time. It's so much hassle. It's just always a brain hassle. Somebody always there, and it's just you just take it away, please.
And I think we can have a little side group discussion about that for people who care about that. And I'd love to inside our group. To finish up today, though, I'll tell you, I'll just open that up for anyone else. Dan had a great accountability piece, and I'd love to hold him to it. And I'd love to make it public. If anyone else has one that someone can help with, that we can help with or hold you accountable for, jump in and just say it. What's a risk you're willing to take this week, and what scares you about it?
I'm going to complete my one sheet for my, or get that version 2 out for the team building workshop.
Thank you, Evan. The dude waited till the end to speak up, but that's it, man. That's so what you need to do. No, it's crazy. Like that. And I love how you worked on all the, you worked through all the resistance stuff with it on the page, man, that on our group. That was really cool. Teamwork version 2. Please do, man. Man, there's a big piece in there for you and for your clients. Yeah. Thank you. Cool. Anyone else going to sign up for something publicly?
Hey, Barry.
Josh, you got something. I didn't get to watch your video yet, but you posted something on the group today, or was it a CVI?
It was just updating my website using...
Updating your website. I did go see that. That's right.
Yeah.
I think I have it right here on the screen, actually. I do have it right here on the screen. That's right. I was looking at it.
Yeah. I had so much fun with that.
You know what I love? This little subtle thing that's happening on your website. It's like you're a magician talking about magic, and these things like magically appear every time you come to a new page, which is like, you know, it's like just kind of a cool thing.
I had so much fun with that. That helped out so much, just that copywriting stuff.
Yeah, and I love what you said about how you showed it to people and they were confused about the old site, and there was good clarity on.
Yeah, so I just wanted to check in. I mean, this weekend was really hard because my brother was having the surgery and stuff like that. So I've been out of the loop. I haven't watched the module yet, but I'm getting back to it. And I'm going to have the LinkedIn stuff and all that set up this week. So.
Do you want to do anything with this website? Do you want to go on record with anything with getting this in front of a handful of clients this week? Is there anything that makes sense?
Oh, yeah. No, I've already been getting it out to different people, getting clients. I have also, if you type in thejoshuajee.com/mobility21, that's the HTML CVI site, which I'm still working on.
Oh, good. What's that called again?
I'd like to see that.
So if you go, my website /mobility21 all together.
Oh, mobility 21
as the numbers. So 2-1.
Gotcha.
Can you put that in the chat, Joshua?
That may be hard if he's on a phone, second. But. Yeah, here it is. Oh, good. Gotcha. Very good. Oh, yay. And this is for an event?
Yes, yeah, that CVI that I made.
Oh, yeah. I saw this one. Good. You got it on page. Did it get in front of the prospect yet?
I just reached out to them. I'm waiting. It was Memorial Day weekend. So, I mean, I know that they're out, but I'm going to be hitting them up constantly. Like I said, I'm not stopping until I get a no or a yes. So.
Good for you, man. Yeah. Good. You got a nice.
But yeah, it's now easy. So now I can build a page for every single one that I have. So now that's all set up.
Right. And you can just pop this in, change the titles. Yep. Yeah, good for
Change
you.
Change a little bit of the writing, stuff like that.
Yeah, and just stick in this new – oh, gosh, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong page. Just stick in this little – their logo here.
Their logo right there.
So once we have something like that, we just hit duplicate page, right, and then just change it a little bit?
Dude, that's it. Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what I was talking about on Divi Theme. But, you know, Josh did in this, so it doesn't matter, like, what the tool is. The least interesting part of the whole thing. It's like, can you do it? Can you create something that that you can rapidly duplicate, put out, and just keep upping your game in other ways while this is doing the work for you? What does this thing come out at 3 minutes, 16 seconds?
Yeah.
Or you don't even need to duplicate the page. Barry said you can just change it because you don't need the original anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. But I mean, just duplicating is just easy.
Yeah, duplicating might be easier.
Yeah, but he's got mobility 21 up here in the URL, so that would be a little interesting to have.
Yeah, that'd be weird too. Yeah, to send somebody to and be like, why is it going to mobility 21?
Yeah, why am I mobility 21?
Yeah. You can change the URL when you change the page. So.
Yeah, you can actually. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
But either way, duplicate. But if you just duplicate, then eventually you'll have dozens and dozens of these pages.
Yeah, until you change your server and lose them all like I did. So.
Hopefully not.
Never back that directory up. Yeah, this is good, man. You did a nice job on this.
Thanks. Your tips were amazing.
It was funny. I learned too late was Keynote, and you can do this in PowerPoint as well. But really, if you're sending this to a woman, I would so go for a rounder text and more flowing input. I just had this piece done on... for the 30-day sugar-free for the opening of our evergreen launch video of video number 1. But boy, I had it done in this very feminine, soft font with flowing letters coming in. And just the response has been so different from how I would normally have done it. So, you know, and you have these letters all kind of flowing in nicely. So, yeah, there's an importance to knowing who we're sending this to. And can we do something that...
Women just can't handle that kind of font.
Those hard edge serif fonts that just boom, bold in. It's like, why, but you know, why would we do that? I don't know, handle it, but man, they just like, yeah, don't, it's not how they're sold to normally. Like on TV, we look at, you know, commercials that are aimed at that, demographic and you're like, yeah, it's very, very flowy and soft. It's funny.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up. I would have never thought about that.
Yeah.
That is a great point. I've never thought of that.
Knowing who we're going to. But this one really feels that way. It's a nice, soft entry. And yeah, I heard your voice in this thing. And you have a very kind voice and all these things.
But cherish for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I tried to get the energy up. I did it standing too, which was another key thing. Because I recorded a couple times sitting. Completely different
standing. Yeah, you can tell the difference right off the bat of
easily. I was pumped. I got out. I did some jumping jacks before I started it.
Yeah, physiology, everything is so different about you when you're doing that, so that's good. All right, very solid.
Joshua, you were talking about various tips. Do you mean in the Facebook group or in the last was that
both in the modules and also just in the Facebook group, just what he's posted for other people, other things, and what he's put, just looking at other people's CVIs and seeing what he's saying there. I mean, yeah, there's gold everywhere. So it's just trying my best to keep up with all of it.
Okay. I was just curious if Barry had a private, like one-on-one, here's a secret tip is just for you.
Yeah. Just for me. Well, if he did, I can't tell you.
Don't tell the others.
I would.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, if I do privates, I am trying to make them public for us all to enjoy so and learn from. Wow, what time is it there, Hans? And it's still. What time at night is it?
10:15, 10 p.m.
Nice. Is it going to be bright all night there?
In the summer.
Is it going to be bright all night?
Yeah, like this.
What? How does it?
It's a little darker here in Oslo than this, but yeah, a little darker. But in midsummer, maybe, yeah, something like this. In North Norway, the sun is up all night.
Yeah. Now it's
God.
I was in Sweden last summer when we were playing this game in the park at like 11 at night, and I go, what the hell? This isn't normal. This is very odd, and it was hard to go to sleep. So, yeah. Okay. Look at you guys. Don, let me ask you where you're at, Don, because is there anything I can help you with specifically? And
I am plugging away at everything, basically. I think I'm really just going to focus on the symphony thing. I like your suggestion about this Divi thing.
Thank you.
Because I'm struggling with my website because my builderall, which was basically this, has gotten out of date. And so WordPress, and it's not cooperating. So I'm struggling with that. So I might switch over to this.
Okay, good.
Yeah, this is a great help already. And I have, I'm starting my show this week. So I'm a little full.
Okay. Yeah.
But I can't fully commit to everything, but this is what I'm doing is working on this website. This is great advice.
Okay.
I think this has been really helpful.
You know, and there's actually a great logic to the way I introduce things for you. Like you can do all these things and now we're talking about just like the way to do it. And it's really important that you do kind of understand how it works so that you can, you know, when we talk about copywriting, when we talk about branding, it actually means something, you know, because given that we had $1 million and we had like, who's the gal you mentioned earlier, Dan, the singer who's has no reason to be performing.
Taylor Swift.
Right. She's not worried about any of this stuff because it's a money machine. You know, it's like we just know in this machine, we put 50 cents out and we get $4 back. And our only goal is to get that to 450 that we get back every time we put 50 cents out. We're not doing that. So we're learning some of this stuff and we're learning to do it and the reasons why the building blocks go in place. And now that we know that, we're set up to be able to say, hey, here's the copy I want on this page. Here's the logo that I'm going to use. And we have our group to pass it through. If you get stuck on something, send it to me. I know for Sarah that I wrote that page for her and I'll rip those things out. Hopefully you guys watch that video of creating that copy for her. It's just like, boom, 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 boom. You know, we have to keep getting the pieces in place, then just hand them off. Let's get them to this guy, and let's see what happens to us this week if we put out a page to get out. Could we have something that just kind of goes, holy shit, that's me? You know, can we get something where we surprise ourselves and it's online?
Hey, Barry, will we still have access to this Facebook group when this is all over, all the content that's here?
Yeah, definitely, of course. Yep, we will keep that. We'll probably archive it after 3 or 4 months or so you can't add to it, but it'll always be there in for review. Okay, good.
Barry, real quick question. This is unrelated to anything we've talked about, but you don't have a shadow, and you're juggling pins, and if that's the term, and the bottles behind you have shadows. Is that because you're not standing as close to the wall behind you, or do you have a light?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, these are lit separately in the studio. We'll see, I can get a shadow.
Oh, I thought you were a lot closer to the wall.
No, it's probably like 6-7 feet or so.
So you have a light cast onto that wall on purpose just for the wall? So
right, yeah. In fact, if you're doing green screen or any kind of video, there's always a lighting setup for the background and a lighting setup for the talent.
Hmm.
Yep, and there has to be to have the two separate depth layers. Yeah, so if you guys, hey, Judy, good to see you.
But
if, yeah, but if you set up a corner of a room or something, like, yeah, light the background, light the talent, two separate chunks of lights. Yeah. Oh, no, this one turned on for some reason, yeah. There's another one over here that lights up the background. That's probably why there's a shadow, yeah. I just didn't have it turned on. Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, in the 30-day sugar-free, you had the same background, but the bowling pins weren't, I mean, the juggling things weren't there, and the bottles weren't there instead.
Yes, exactly. When we shot these lesson videos, Amy brought down a whole bunch of stuff that made sense for sugar-free, you know, platters, pictures of her husband or, you know, whatever. And this great sign, which she gave me as a gift, my expression for my book, Change Takes Change. Yeah. So she had that in the background, but she, yeah. So we just used the same set, but yeah, set it up for, to look like her world. So.
And that doesn't mean change costs money. It means
not that kind of change, right?
I'm kidding.
Oh, there's probably a third way to use the word, though. That's a good idea. If you want to make change, so with change, yeah. Well, good. All right, you guys, I'll put a fork in this one. Really good to spend the time. Good to hear your challenges, where you're at, and if I can help you outside of the group, if you have something where it just doesn't feel like it's getting handled inside the group, or you want to get my eyes on something, just email it to me. You know, it's like I've done extra stuff for people in this group for one reason. They just emailed me and said, hey, I'm having a struggle with this thing. So
can I ask a question?
Yeah, please, Judy, jump in.
Everybody, because all this talk about Fiverr and stuff. So I, you know, the one page graphic that I made by myself, I went out to Fiverr and tried to find somebody to do it. And maybe I typed in the wrong thing, but I asked somebody to create a one-page graphic for a sales funnel. And a lot of the responses I got back were people wanting to create a whole entire sales funnel for me with a squeeze page for my website. And that's not what I wanted.
Right. So what you wanted was just like a PDF of a one sheet?
Yeah. I guess maybe that's the way I should have said it, but I didn't quite say it that way.
Yeah, just, are you doing the page in Word or something and giving them all the copy and everything?
No, I did it in PowerPoint.
Right, so just in PowerPoint, you did the page and then just said, I want this. Well, you know, the funny thing is if you set it up how you like it in PowerPoint, you can just go in PowerPoint under Save As PDF.
Yeah, no, I did that.
Gotcha.
I know how to do that.
So what's the service?
I wanted somebody to do another one for me just because I thought mine was, you know.
So you wanted someone with a design eye to put the
Yeah.
So I mean, I would just.
No one has hired anybody on Fiverr or anything like that to do, you know, to do something.
So you said I need it for a sales funnel.
Yeah.
They thought you meant I want a sales funnel.
Yeah, I think that's where I got tripped up.
Maybe you don't need to say this is for a sales funnel.
Yeah.
You say I want this graphic.
Has anyone used a service to create a one sheet like that?
But I've used other people. I've just used people I've known, artists, to do that. But all these people.
Design PDF. I see that's what you typed in. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. And then, man, I'm just a big fan on, I just come up here to the little filter and I just sort by
relevance. Yeah.
Well, yeah, relevance. But I also like, I don't know why I'm not seeing the, highest rated right now.
Yeah, I did that too. Interesting.
Yeah, interior, layout, design, PDF.
I just put in design one sheet and a bunch of them popped up.
Okay, I'll try that then. Thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good too. All right, guys.
So I'm working on my CVI.
Awesome, Judy. I've been waiting for that. Where are you at? What's it looking like?
Well, it's slow going because I'm working on it. So I might just have to hire somebody to help me with that.
What market are you aiming for in that? What are you trying to do on that?
Well, I was just, I don't know yet because I was just trying to create one for this cancer thing that I actually got hired by these people to play at their event on this coming Sunday.
Whoa.
And it's pancreatic cancer.
Wow.
Yes. And they're a huge organization and they have these events all over the place. The problem that I'm finding is that they claim they don't have a lot of money. They offered me one rate and I 2x'd it and they took it. So that was good. But they're still not paying me very much.
Okay.
So,
but let me just tell you something from this first one, you're going to have more assets than any money they could give you. It's like, you have to have somebody videotape this thing. You have to get 3, right. 5, 10 testimonials.
So my CVI, to answer your question, I was starting to build it around them.
Okay, good.
And I've only gotten like one page and that's about it.
One slide?
Yeah, one slide.
Wow, okay. So copy my crappy one, or copy.
I am using your crappy one. I said that's what I'm doing.
Awesome, use the crappy one. It tells you what to do in each one, why we need you, what others are saying,
right.
What they'll see.
Yeah.
Pretend you were doing, and this may help you, this helps me a lot if I step out of it and just pretend I'm doing it for somebody else. Like, just pretend you're making it up for somebody else. And
okay, that's a good thought.
But you know that person, or their act as well as you know your own. And then, that's really cool. Wow, good for you. That's exciting. But you already have this gig, so making the PDF would be for another opportunity.
The PDF or the CVI, would be for another opportunity, yes.
Okay. I bet you anything, Judy, there is a brilliant GVI, just a generic one that you could put on for any kind of a fundraiser or an event about a cancer foundation, a program, fundraiser, anything that has to do with cancer, as a survivor, as an artist and someone with a message.
Yeah.
I have no doubt that you could do that.
I told you weeks ago I was going to email you what I wrote, I'll commit to doing that this week.
Awesome.
Emailing you what I wrote and see what you think about.
Oh wow! Okay, good.
Okay.
Please.
Thank you.
Yeah, do that.
I don't know if I can commit to finishing the CVI. I'll try.
Okay, but you'll send the copy.
Yeah.
That's good. That'd be nice to read.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, team. We could keep going until you're the last one standing, but I think we're probably good for today.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for your attention, for joining, for playing full out. It's really, really important. And we're learning to thread the hook and do the feeding, as Miguel so.
Yeah, that was awesome video.
Oh man.
Love that.
All right, everybody. I'll put a lot of links up and we'll get this thing posted here in the next few days. And I'll talk to you all soon. Be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks.